once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Talk back. You're up next.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. First, I just wanted to say that I have two friends listening to you down in Virginia Way.
Oh, great. Hello to the folks in Virginia.
Yeah, I couldn't make it down to their wedding. I just wanted to congratulate my girlfriend, Lisa, who married my husband, Charlie.
Your girlfriend, Lisa?
Yes.
Who married your husband, Charlie? Oh, I see.
Yes, they eat BM on the Don and Mike show. And I propose a toast.
Oh, you are so not funny. Oh.
The Don and Mike show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere. In America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I got a lot of stuff
to talk about.
Wow. I'm a DJ. Mm-hmm. Let me move this out of the way.
That's your job.
Thank you.
I can see Buzz. I can see Mike.
It's your job to talk about things.
Got lots of things to talk about. Thank you, Rob. You don't have to move, see, now you don't have to move it that far.
That's because, extreme.
Because then when you're going to need to speak, and I know you're going to need to speak at a moment's notice, you'll have to put it in the way again. So that's good. That's good. Right there.
Then you can just grab it and snatch it when your time comes.
That's just about perfect. That's just about
the way
right.
That works.
I'd give that one a test, Rob. How's that working?
Hello?
It works. Beautiful. Okay.
We still are thrilled, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're still very excited that we come in here.
Mm-hmm.
We have microphones that we talk into, mm-hmm. and people all over this country get to hear us.
And we still can't figure out how it works.
But it's fun.
It's still, if you asked us to explain it, we
don't know.
It's not a clue.
It goes through the air, dude.
Well, now it goes like up to space.
That's right. Well, space is the air, dude.
Yeah, it used to be just like, the local air.
Yeah, but now it's everywhere, Eric.
Very excited. I'm still, to this day, very excited about it.
Sure, rightly so.
That we come in and we talk and you listen, you turn on your device wherever you are and you hear our voices. And you can hear us say stuff. And like days like today, I've written a notepad where I have an agenda. I just want to say, before we start with the show, before we even get into the bizarro mic world and election day and the Redskins,
right.
I've been married. You know this. You've heard this. You've heard me struggle through this for 22 years.
I'm always very, I admire you. I'm envious.
And I throw it out there for the gratuitous applause. And Buzz, you, how long?
28 years.
28 years. Yeah. Well, and that, bravo, because I want to tell you, it's a struggle. And I'm going to throw some love my wife's way right now. That there are a lot of things that your wife, your girlfriend says over the course of a relationship. You know, the first would be, I love you. That's great. Then it would be, yes, I'll marry you. That's good. That we're having a baby. Mm-hmm. That it's, we've had the baby. Mm-hmm. That it's, the baby, is, you know, only got 10 fingers and toes. That's great.
Fantastic.
Great. You know? And then the baby leaves. And then the baby goes to college. And then one day.
Talking about your own situation.
Yeah, of course. Oh. Then one day. Well, yeah, just tailored for me.
Yeah, yes, of course. I was just going to say, that doesn't always happen exactly like
after
that.
After the baby leaves, when it's just you and her, and someday that's actually relatively close to when the one leaves, uh-huh. The boy leaves,
right.
She comes to you and she says, I'm getting a job. And,
wow.
And it's at that point that you realize that you bagged yourself a winner.
Yeah.
That way back. Back in the day, you backed yourself a winner because now that the boy is gone and he's off to college,
she's going out on her own.
She certainly has earned the right to sit on her ass and just do nothing.
Right,
but and that would drive me crazy. Oh, yeah. Incidentally, as long as I'm here, having to getting to come in and do this thrilling where you speak into microphones and people hear you.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're not sure exactly what she's going to be at. If she's going to be a nurse or a secretary
or a flight attendant,
a stewardess. Those are all good girl jobs.
Yeah. Or a waitress.
but anyway, I'm just I'm giddy about it. I'm giddy. She's she's gone back to school and she's going back to work.
In times of war, she can work in a military factory.
That's right, Mike. But
only then.
Or she could do the entertainment shows.
Yeah, USO.
Right. She
could it's better to have her roll bandages, don't you think?
Yeah, well, that's true. Now you're going way back.
Anyway, it's just great. Just great. We've been married all this time. And
you don't know exactly what she's going to be doing, though, right?
I do, and I have been kind of sworn to secrecy.
Okay. All right. Okay. And she wants to do it under the radar?
Yeah, right. And, I'm here to support it. Now, why would I not support this is what I hate, what I said to her.
Mm-hmm. You're excited about it. I remember when you said it yesterday. You were very excited.
I'm very, very excited, Mike, because what it means is that my wife will be independent, that my wife will have something to do in her life besides just, worry about the family. And
and double OTH.
Out of the house.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Didn't have to explain that one to him.
You know, you didn't. No, you know, I got that one down.
Congratulations.
There wasn't even a moment of hesitation to process that.
And, got a great, just a great taste of what that's like today.
Mm.
This morning when we got up and we did what we do. We have our coffee and then we talked about the newspaper. And
did you send her off to work?
And then she came up and she got dressed and she said, okay, I got to go. I'll see you tonight. And
wow.
I said, oh, okay. A great day at work.
That's the music we hear.
So it's exciting. I wish the same happiness for any of you, that if you manage to make it through over 20 years of marriage, that when you get to the end of the road there, that she surprises you, that yeah. Yours is like my filly, has got to get up and go to get up and go. Double OTH.
Right on.
Out of the house.
Very exciting.
HAUS. So she's gone. She's out at her job, I was just enjoying this freedom of, wow, here it is, it's a Tuesday, and I'm sitting around, and I got nothing to do. And,
how many hours were you left to your own devices.
This is very sad, Mike. Only about three, yet I'm giddy. I'm giddy about 3 hours.
That's a significant amount of time.
Welcome.
And Buzz, yeah. I know your wife.
I've enjoyed this perk for many years.
Your wife works. And as a matter of fact, when I called to chat with Buzz today about the Letterman baby, I was surprised to hear your wife on the telephone. Yes. I thought she'd be at work, too.
Yeah, she went in late, so I left today.
That's part of what I was going to share with you, Buzz.
So you get out of, that's how that works?
Yeah. Because I called, I told her I was calling about the Letterman thing, and I was going to call you and say, hey, did you hear Letterman had a baby? But also, he's going
to. They already had the baby?
As of last night, she was
in labor.
In labor.
Still is.
So he kept that under wraps for months.
Regina. And she's not married to him yet.
Wow.
Right? Is that right, Buzz? She's not married to him
yet? No, they're not married. She was still in labor this morning at last check. There have been no reports this afternoon, so we don't know anything new.
Baby was born with a grown, full-size set of adult teeth.
With a big separation.
The gap,
The gap. So anyway, I went to call Buzz about this exciting news today, because frankly, and I can rat him out here, Buzz has shared with me the unbridled joy that you get. You know, it doesn't mean you don't love your wife and that you're not happy, but there's just something... Magic happens when she says
something good about her going off and slaying the dragon.
Oh, yeah,
it's great when they're gone.
She said,
"You get along better."
She says, I'm going to work, and I'm thinking, "Well, now, this is the babe that I married.
Mm-hmm.
This is the babe that used to get up and go to work.
She's enjoying it.
Good for you.
Is she happy?
Yeah, she's happy.
Well, she just started, so you know,
happier than a pig in ass, Mike. She's totally happy.
She'll be in the work environment.
Yeah. So she's anyway. That's my bit of thank
you. Seem
congratulated.
Positively euphoric today.
Yeah, there was only one bad thing happened, and this really had nothing to do with it. If my wife had been at work or at school.
She forgot her coffee and came back.
The grocery store. No. It was about I don't know. She left about 10:30, 11, something like that. A couple hours later, now the cleaning lady. Her name is Alicia, and I know her the way that most guys know their cleaning lady. She comes in and you know I say hi Alicia, and she doesn't speak a lot of English. She always just says hi Mr. Mike, you know, because shock. I'll let this go. My real name is Mike.
Right.
So she'll say, yeah, Rob, you didn't know that.
Oh.
I'll tell you sometimes. So she said, hello Mr. Mike, and I say hi, and then somewhere because all these women. They clean a bunch of houses on our street on the same day, so they break up into groups,
right.
And hold on, I got a great call here about my wife. Incidentally, this guy wins a prize because he's guessed what my wife's job is.
Wow.
Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Donna Mike?
He's got it. And listen, I was going to keep it a secret. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, I know where she wants to work. It's the Bunny Ranch.
Right. So
that should be good income.
That's been her dream.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the Alicia comes in and I say hi, and then she says hi, and then at some point I leave the room and Alicia's gone, and there are these two other women who I know by face, by seeing, by sight, but I don't know their names, and they don't speak English. They're cleaning the house. Well, it's getting time for me to get ready to go to work. It's about noon, and they're up there cleaning my bathroom.
Not a good spot to be when you're ready to, you know, go into your routine.
Right. So I'm doing stuff like I'm walking the closet, which is right next to the bathroom. I'm in there and I'm picking out. I'm looking at the shirts and I'm going, which one? You know, I'm trying to give them a subtle hint.
Milling around.
So finally, I go in and I said to one of the ladies, I said, I need you, and I do that thing. I don't know why when you're speaking to someone who doesn't speak English, why first off,
I need you to leave my bathroom now.
Speak loudly. You act like a football analyst with your hands. Where you know, and
could you clean another area?
I'm doing this thing. I'm going need you to leave. Need you, and I'm doing like this thing. I'm swinging a baseball bat, and she's looking at me like, well, I said I have to take a shower, and I'm holding up my. Well, now, hold on. Let me take another call about this. Here's a guy who's wrong about this. Are you really a doctor? It says on the screen, Dr. Lawrence.
Yes, I am.
Really? What kind of a doctor are you?
Well, I retired early, but I've thought about calling you for a couple of years to offer my services because I was a urologist.
Doesn't this count as a nickname, though?
What?
No, not if he's a real doctor.
No, it's just pretentious. It's like
an old doctor. Not whether he's using the first name or the last name.
It's like old army guys who insist on being colonel.
Right.
You know, it's the same thing, right?
Mike, I don't use the term doctor anymore.
Is Lawrence the first name or the last name?
First name.
First name?
The nickname.
Yeah.
The nickname.
No, it's my first name, Lawrence.
No, Dr. Yeah. Larry would be a nickname.
Yeah, Dr.
I was
a trustworthy one.
I was called Larry, but I prefer Lawrence. But yeah. That doesn't matter. Either one's okay.
How old are you, Doctor?
I'm 56.
Dr. Larry.
So did you...
I listen to you every afternoon.
Thank you, Dr. Larry.
Did you retire or were you retired?
No, I retired. I have a second career.
And that is...
I hate to tell you because someone will know who I am.
I'm now an artist.
I'm an editor
at Blue Boy Magazine.
You're an artist? You paint?
Yeah.
I'm a contributing photographer to Blue Boy Magazine now.
I can do it anyway. But many times I hear y'all discussing medical questions that pertain to that part of the body that I could give you the definitive answers, but I could never get through on the phone.
Sorry about that, Doctor.
Well, you know, feel free the next time we're discussing that.
I just saw we had a doctor on the telephone. Mm-hmm. Didn't know why a doctor...
I'll give you my phone number. You can call me for consultation sometimes.
Sounds like you need to get back into practice.
I don't want to. No.
That's all right, Doctor.
The reason I'm calling is that I really enjoy the discussion you have with Frieda. She seems like a really sharp gal.
Yeah, she is.
And if I'm understanding this correctly, if she's going back to work, she won't be available to talk on the phone.
No. She'll be available. Trust me.
She'll still be around. That's a great part of your show, the interaction you and Frieda have.
Thank you.
I was worried I'd miss that.
No, you won't.
Don't worry, Dr. Lawrence.
Okay, then we're all relieved. That's all I wanted to know. I wanted to tell you how much I enjoy
you and
Frieda together.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And, yes, she'll still be on the show. She's just doing other stuff.
Good enough.
Okay?
Thanks a lot.
You try living with her. I know you like listening to her on the radio, but you try living with her.
And
she'd say the same about me.
She's glad
I go to work every day.
Good luck on your retirement.
Doctor.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Doctor. I'm a doctor. So the...
Doctor, we have a patient. We have a patient.
I shouldn't look at the screen. It said doctor.
Yeah.
Doctor, the patient has complained that you're treating this patient and you have alcohol in your breath. The patients are complaining.
That
doctor retired right after he appeared in Cannonball Run.
I went to see Dr. Larry.
You take his finger right here.
I was groped. I was fondled.
Uh-huh. I wasn't fondling anybody. I was simply checking his package to see if there was any problem. I was giving a hernia check and, okay. Perhaps I kept my finger there a little longer than I should have.
This is my fault. I saw a doctor on the top. Right. It must be something important. It wasn't just some guy.
Dr. Lane.
So anyway, I'm trying to tell these ladies in my house. I'm saying, I got to take a shower. You have to leave now. And I'm holding on my finger going, 10. I just need 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes. And finally, what I have to do is I have to go to the shower. Because
mm-hmm.
she's still standing in the bedroom and she can see in the door to the bathroom.
What does she look like?
Well, Mike, I don't want to... These are people...
I know. Yeah, I'm sorry.
These are people that...
See, sometimes you're so open that I just feel I can ask you these questions.
These are the gypsies that clean my underpants. I would rather not describe...
Okay.
Not,
but your hesitation not, tells me one thing.
Not altogether unfetching.
Right.
The women who come in to clean my underpants...
Because I know that there have been times when I've stayed in a hotel where you see a particular person that's working on the staff there and you... You know, you just have that moment.
And I've seen you do it. Hello, senorita. So I'm trying very hard to say, you know, please get out.
Right.
Give me 10 minutes. I have to go to work. So finally I end up going, because see, my wife, another great thing about my wife, she speaks Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So when my wife is at home and she's not, you know, doing what she's doing now, she goes, and they go,
fluently?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not fluently, but enough.
But enough passable Spanish?
Enough to get by. So... What I do is I have to go into the bathroom and turn the shower on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at this point, this poor woman still didn't get it.
Oh, no.
Really?
Because now the shower is running. She can see the shower running because, mm-hmm. you know, it's glass. It's got the plastic, the fake glass there. Mm-hmm. And she can see it running. And still, she's just milling around with the vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, I had to say, hi, excuse me, hold on. Time out. And this is really not a pretty sight. I had on shorts and a T-shirt, and I took my T-shirt off.
Right.
And I indicated, I said, now I'm getting, and I...
Do you think she was staying in there because maybe she wanted to?
Yeah.
No, she didn't have a clue. I'll tell you how I know. No, Rob, there was none of this.
I'm dirty. Wash me.
I will tell you, you know, I've often said that if you're going to work in this country, live in this country, speak our language, and here's the best reason that just English has to be. Anybody's allowed to live here, but just speak English because, you know, frankly, it's the language of the country. And what a problem I had today because I'm saying to her, okay, you got to leave. I've got the shower on. She's still standing there. It's not until I take my T-shirt off.
Right.
I don't know if it's the combination of my sculpted body or the fact that I've taken my shirt off that's flipping around. But all of a sudden, the light bulb goes off. And man, she starts in this, Bina, calling her friend Bina. Bina.
Sexual harassment.
Boom.
Sexual harassment.
Door shuts and she leaves. So what I do is I throw the shirt back on and I go in the other room where there's the other lady who kind of speaks English. And I said, hi, I just need to take a shower so I can go to work. I need
about... One day your wife leaves early. Look what's happening.
I need about 10 minutes. And she looks at me and she nods. And she goes, now I still don't know if she really understood.
The one day the way I'm getting this story is the one day that your wife leaves early, you're molesting the staff.
that's right. The staff.
The staff in your mansion.
The great staff that we have.
The staff.
So,
he touched me.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
He took his shirt off.
I did. Yes, I did take my shirt
and
off.
And then I noticed that he was naked and aroused.
Aroused. And then my butt was bleeding.
My butt was bleeding. All I was doing was leaning over to pick up some of my cleaning supplies. And before you know it, Mr. Sarche came up behind me and I could not do nothing. And
I must say, he is a masterful lover.
It was so incredible. He used himself like a paintbrush, and I was his canvas.
I must say, it was consensual.
It was.
I must say, he is no Kobe Bryant.
Muy fantástico, Mr. Sarge.
He is no Kobe.
So good. I come back tomorrow, okay?
So then, then I take the shower and I get
together.
I get cleaned up as clean as I can get, and I leave the bathroom area, and they're doing stuff in another room, and I walk in the other room, and I go, okay, hi girls, I'm gonna go down and have lunch and go to work now. And they look at me, and I still don't know. I could just be speaking gobbledygook to them.
What are the ages of the staff? I'm sorry to keep asking.
And
but
they're not staff.
You know, really,
they're gypsies, Mike. They're cleaning gypsies. Yes. They clean the houses in our neighborhood.
Your cleaning people are...
They're gypsies.
What would the average age... Between the two of them, what would the average age be?
I'd say probably mid-20s. Mid-20s.
For
these two. For these two particular gypsies.
Okay.
Okay.
We just have to stay extra time now. We like to spend more time in your house because you're so big and strong.
Yeah, right.
Would you, Mr. Sarcha, would you like a shampoo?
You know, and these are the women who work for that.
You like the Hennessy shampoo?
If ever I had a fantasy going... Uh-huh. That these women would, you know, if my wife was out of the house, that they'd get it on with me. Keep in mind, these are the women that, before I had this attempted conversation with them, were going to, I have such a lack of dignity with these women now, because they've been cleaning so long.
Embarrassing.
Listen, if you walk by the laundry, the little closet where we've got the washer and the dryer and the sink, when you walk by and you see them actually holding up my underpants, and they're deciding if they should be tossed out or if they're okay.
Or the main question usually, which is what, pre-treatment? pre-treatment or not?
I mean, these girls, they've seen the worst that I have to offer, and it used to be that I would hide it from them because I know that they come on Tuesday, so I would either do the laundry myself on Monday, or sometimes I would even take the dirty laundry and put it somewhere where they couldn't find it because I didn't want it. And now, I guess it was a couple years ago, I just said, what the, you know.
So to hell with it.
Yeah. What the hell?
That's what they're there for.
It's dirty underpants. I mean, my wife's underpants are dirty. I mean, you know, in a different way, but...
Would you like me to come into the bathroom and soap up your genitals?
I don't... See, Mike, here's why I don't think that's
your
on...
genitals need washing.
That's not on their radar because they've seen my underwear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, but it might, you know, that might be standard practice for them. But you would never know because of the language barrier.
No idea.
Is there anything that you ever perceive to be unspoken?
like a shy look?
No, no.
Perhaps your eyes meet and she looks away.
No, no. See, you're busting my balls, but I'll tell you really.
I'm having fun because I'm actually really enjoying this fantasy.
The only thing that I've ever really perceived, and this I swear to God, the only thing I've ever really perceived that they say is, and this is just me and my paranoia, but it is my perception that they are saying I am just a big, dumb oaf.
Oh, really?
All the time. Because they know I can't understand what they're saying.
Right. Do you ever walk into a room and then walk out and hear in back of you fits of giggling?
No, but I do hear conversation.
Nervous tittering?
Gringo. When I leave a room, I'll hear that. So
I just, you know, and don't think I'm busting your balls as much as I'm just constructing the fantasy that I'm sure.
Okay,
you know.
But now see, here's why these are good gypsies, and I don't want to lose these gypsies. But
right,
you are wrong if you think that Gina Gerson is at my house.
That's what I was kind of doing.
Yeah. Right? No.
No. Okay. All right.
Here's what I want now. Gosh, I can't even.
Would it be the lady from As Good as It Gets? Yeah. Open the doors and see what God's great universe has, or whatever she says.
I would say, watch the HBO show Real Women Have Curves.
Gotcha.
Enough said.
You've done it.
Yes,
you have
success.
You will be not getting any more ball busting from me. You have killed it.
That's where you will get.
You have killed the buzz.
Not
that's
for
where
me.
You get what's going on.
Not for you, Buzz.
Not at all.
Buzz.
Oh, Mr. Burbank.
Mr. Burbank, the horn dog. Now, you don't have a person that comes in, do you?
No.
Mr. Mike.
Not present time.
You're too much of a neatnik yourself.
He's a Mr. Mike, too.
Yeah.
His real name is Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, my name's Rebecca. I have a quick question for you.
Yes, Rebecca. Rebecca, what's wrong with your voice, honey?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with my voice, thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you from the UK?
Yes, I am.
See, there is something wrong with your voice.
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
I love the way they say now. No.
Be nice. Come on now.
You what?
You used to have some UK neighbours that you hung out with, so don't knock my voice.
Oh, no, listen, I used to kid them as well.
Okay, that's
Gary and Sarah.
It won't be long now to December, and do you know what that means?
What's that mean?
Snow! It's gonna snow!
Anyway, what can we do for you?
Hello!
Okay, now, I don't want to be insulting at all, but I do have a question about this whole issue with your wife going back to work.
Yeah.
You just mentioned she's going back to work, yet in a second breath, you mentioned that you have a cleaner come in and clean the house and do the laundry.
Yeah.
So my question is, what has your wife been doing all this time if she doesn't even have to clean the house or do the laundry?
See, now I want to tell you something. See, now this is why it's only a woman. Mike, don't even start this.
Okay.
It's only a woman from another land, from another country, from a bass-ackwards country like yours, that would not understand the concept. The concept is stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, I understand that.
She was a stay-at-home mom.
Most stay-at-home moms still clean and do laundry. So what was she doing? Just taking care of what's his name?
Yes, just taking care of what's his name.
I can't remember his name, but...
Yeah, that's right. That's all she did was just take care of what's his name. And have you been able to bear any children yourself, or are you barren?
I'm trying for children at the moment.
Okay, well, listen, I tell you what. When you're able to finally achieve, and when you're able to procreate, you'll find out that there's a little more to it than just, you know, taking care of what's-his-name.
I do know that. I'm a full-time nanny of three children.
Well, you're a nanny. Why are you busting my wife's balls about having somebody clean the house one day a week?
Because she's a nanny.
Right.
That's why, because you're the lady of the house where she's a nanny, that's the feeling, probably. Is the lady of the house where you're a nanny, and God, you probably recognize your voice, does she have a job?
Yes, she does.
Oh, she does.
She does. Yes. Well, then her husband, let me just say this to you, that her husband doesn't treat her right.
He's wonderful. He does.
No, he's a schmuck. He's a schmuck, honey.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Demi Moore.
Hey, don't you have a baby you should be shaking right now?
They're in the back of the car. But that was
oh,
funny.
No, you're distracted.
Yes, don't you have an infant you should be shaking to death?
Don't somewhere? You think that the fact that you're calling a radio show and you're talking
to... I didn't call up to be nasty. Yeah, but you guys are all busting my...
Out on. Push up in your bio. I want to say...
Every day and
listen now, my conny friend. Don't you think you're putting them children in danger?
No,
by the fact that you're calling up a radio show and you've got a wee one in the back of the car.
We're in carpool line. We're not moving.
You're calling a chat show on the day when the temperature's 30 degrees above the normal temperature. Those babies could be like on CSI.
What are the odds you go to a four-way intersection, you know? You get sideswiped, you get T-boned by a semi, and the kids end up in the hospital.
Odd enough to fry a dog's brain. Odd enough to fry a child.
Go on. Come on. You're being irresponsible.
Don, you cannot take any criticism at
no,
all.
No, I can't. Honey, I want to tell you something. That's the great thing about being me. I wish it for you someday. I'm very thin-skinned. You are a very nice woman. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
You have a good day. Take care of those wee ones, Mary Poppins. Did she hear it?
No, she hung up.
She's already off the line.
She hung up.
That's a shame. I wish she caught that last part. Unfortunately, our listening audience won't be able to enjoy it.
I think she already knows the last part.
Yeah, that's right.
Especially on a hot day like today.
For those of you that might have missed the comment that Mr. Geronimo made, it won't see the light of air. I'm going to tell you that what he said basically was that it was something that smelled awful on the wee ones. Not the wee ones, it was the lady, the nanny.
On the lady.
Something on her.
That's right, something on her.
On the lady.
And I got news for you. It was located below the belt buckle. There you go.
Why does my wife have somebody that comes out and cleans the house one day a week? Because we're Americans. Because we live in the suburbs. This is what we do.
It's a sore subject in the house, isn't it? When you bring that up, you know, about the fact that you got a cleaning lady. You know?
No, we've always had a cleaning lady.
That's right. You never used it in an argument.
What?
You've never used it in an argument. You never said, hey, you know, you stay there, Mom, and I got a cleaning lady. You never use that in an argument?
No.
Okay, that's why you're married and I ain't.
No, and also, here's another thing my wife does that drives me nuts. Now, there is this lady, these gypsies that come one day a week, but like on the Monday night, last night, and this morning before they come over, we have to clean up the house ourselves before the cleaning lady gets there.
Yeah, we used to do that, too.
No, I get that all the time.
I do it now on my own. I do it before the cleaning lady comes.
Right. So you have a cleaning lady.
Yeah.
You have a cleaning. Oh, it's okay because you're a single guy.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a single, and I'm a part-time dad too.
Yeah.
So you know, the cleaning is really necessary when the girls leave.
Right. So it's only taboo verboten if I allow my wife.
That's right.
That's
you got it right.
Funny.
No, what I'm saying
like
is
I can allow my wife to do anything.
No, I think you. That's a wonderful attitude you have about that. I think that you know. I think in a number of altercations. That I had when I was married, that I perhaps had brought up the fact that, you know, that we had a person that came in, and, you know, it was kind of a sore subject, and maybe that's, you know, a contributing factor.
Now, we do a lot of this stuff ourselves. Mm-hmm. She lets them, you know, frankly.
I'm very focused on the kitchen when the cleaning people are coming over.
Sure.
Because I try to get everything done, but there are times in it. I always say it's a hurricane. I leave a little note and said, Hurricane Category 4. That's my code with the wonderful woman who cleans my house.
Well, all I know is, I know they don't listen to the show while they're cleaning the house because we don't broadcast in Spanish.
I almost stepped on her baby the other day, which was very. I didn't realize that she got there just a second early. I see her maybe once every 3 months or so, and I was sitting there getting some papers together, and I heard a. I didn't know what it was, and I turned around and was like, yeah! And there was a little baby there.
Sure. I just want the gypsies to remember that when they get to the room that has the big the TV, my room that has the football stuff, the Batman stuff, the radio stuff, that I'm all over that room. That, girls, you should just keep that in mind, and perhaps one of their gypsy friends can hear this and translate it, that anytime you touch anything in that room, I'm there. I've been there, if you know what I mean.
I think they know that.
That's my room. That's my go-to room.
Two words. Try to translate them into Spanish. Steam clean.
That's my go-to room. Oh, I didn't even tell you that on, when was it? I don't know, God. Was it Sunday? I guess it was Sunday. My wife can't leave me alone for 10 minutes. I don't know.
It was the Lord's Day.
She went out somewhere. And,
God.
She was at the store or doing something. And anyway, I got my jerk on in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
In the kitchen? In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Oh.
Just to do it.
Just by yourself without any kind of visual stimulation at all?
I mean, Mike, the biggest sexual organ you have is your brain.
Your brain. You did it.
Mm-hmm. Your brain.
Are you just standing there?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You ever watch TV and sometimes you see something on TV and...
Oh, yeah.
And like you go, oh, my God. You know, something's happening. It's growing. Something's mm-hmm. happening down there. You've seen something that for whatever reason has got you going.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I'm alone. Mm-hmm. There's no reason I can't act on this thought.
So was it a
turn on based on doing it in that unusual location?
No. Here's the problem. And I don't know how much of this they're going to delete out.
That?
Yeah, I think you can.
And I was walking from...
Probably not. You know, now that we're describing something.
I got wood. And I was walking...
I heard the click that time. I think.
No, I think you can say I got wood. I got aroused.
I'm never right about that incident.
I was aroused. Uh-huh. That click you hear, I think, is buzz going back and forth.
Yeah. No, it's all in there.
Yeah, so anyway, you understand what my situation is. Yeah. I'm walking to the from my cave, the TV room, and I hadn't been watching porno. It was just some girl on TV that was just really hot looking, and I'm just looking at her, all of a sudden, wow. So I went out by the kitchen, because I could get something to eat or drink or something, and I got out there, and I looked down on my sweatpants, and it hadn't gone away. So I thought, well, this will be interesting.
Sure.
I'll just...
standing up?
No, sitting. Sitting.
Really?
At our breakfast bar.
Oh, God. Who wants eggs?
Yeah. So, well, I'm giving up way too much information here, and we got a break. So,
Sorry, that's a good first segment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And when we come back, we'll talk about Bizarro World and plushies and furries and our boycott of the football game this weekend.
Yes.
It's not. Let me just say this. It's not just about burning tickets for the Washington Redskins anymore.
Very good.
It's become a deeper, darker issue than that.
So that's still alive.
Oh, yeah. You bet your ass. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And I'll say this. Those are some sick, sick, sick people. Mentally sick. And I thought it was horrible, disgusting, embarrassing, shameful. It's stuck. People are sick when they do something like that. Absolutely friggin' sick. Those are sick people. Sick in the head. They ought to get their ass thrown right out of the stadium.
Jim Mora. Hi, I'm Don. This is Mike. Could we impose on you, just ask you to say, Don and Mike, you're sick in the head?
Could you just say, you would make us happy.
That'll go on somewhere. I'm not going to...
Oh, yeah, we will play it for the next 10 years. That's true.
I can't every day.
But
it might outlast that interview I did.
Well, listen, Coach, best of luck in Indianapolis.
Okay.
Jim Mora, thank you. Good luck with the Colts.
He's sick.
All right.
Sick. Sick in the head.
The Don and Mike Show. Making your penis feel young. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Jim Mora. I wonder if he'll be on the new NFL channel.
You got an NFL channel coming on?
Well, if you have DirecTV, you can get it.
Really?
Yeah, which means their viewing audience this morning was 2. And I know both people.
Mm-hmm.
It was myself and our producer, super producer, Charles Broyhill.
Where they run NFL films all the time there?
It's going to be... I don't know. It's going to be talk and fantasy and NFL films. And
it's long overdue, because I've been saying for a long time, the NFL doesn't get enough coverage.
Well, sadly, I'm one of the schmucks that'll watch the NFL channel.
Right.
But what they're running, at least right now, and if you have DirecTV, you go to channel 212, because it's a preview. It runs over and over again. It starts tonight at, I think, 8 o'clock, the NFL channel. But they're showing this one-hour like infomercial about it.
Mm-hmm.
And... if you dislike that guy, Steve Sable...
I hate him.
The way that we like that guy, Steve Sable, the guy from NFL films...
Uh-huh. Steve Sable.
The guy, and he's got that... Like, Pentagon's way of speaking, this is Steve Sable, my dad was NFL film.
I think even a less pleasant voice, you know, with that kind of nasal thing, here we go.
So he's the guy, whenever there's like an NFL film show, he's always on at the beginning where they have the old pennants behind him and he's holding a football and, and putting it from hand to hand like he ever had anything to do with football.
Right.
And I think everybody's agreed that NFL Films does a great job of documenting the games and stuff.
Pretty amazing.
But what it ends up being is, and why you should go watch it now, it's basically a half-hour J.O. session with this guy, with Steve Sable, who's talking about how the men and women who work at NFL Films are as good or better than anyone working in film in the world.
That may be true.
And then it has him up at a podium talking about how, God, he pontificates beyond pontification.
Mm-hmm.
That he's standing at a podium and he's got these... these glasses. They're like big old man gigantic glasses. But
he's wearing glasses now?
Yeah, well, I believe because this was a behind-the-scenes look,
right.
You got to see him sans contact lenses.
Okay.
So he has these big gigantic glasses on, and gigantic glasses aren't hip anymore, but he's got them, and they've got a weird little indentation around the side. I guess somebody told him they're hip, but they're not.
Right, right.
And he's standing at the podium, and he's giving a lecture to the people saying what the NFL channel is going to be. And he says, it's like on the old, I don't know if he says Burns and Allen radio show or something, or Fibber McGee, that was it. It's like on the old Fibber and McGee Molly radio show.
Fibber McGee and Molly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said that you'd be listening to that show on the radio, and they would open up a closet, and all kinds of different sounds would come out, and you'd wonder what was in that closet. That's what we're going to be doing, is opening up the doors at NFL Films, and whatever comes out. And they got a shot of the people sitting around this conference table who are just looking at him like, you are such a tool.
So now they're not just analyzing the games or analyzing the people that analyze the games. They're analyzing the people that film the games.
And, correct.
And on the channel, they'll have reality shows, they'll have movies, they'll have game shows. It's owned by the league, but they're going to do all kinds of programming.
And
just a tip to DirecTV, get us our high-definition programming before you put that on.
And as I noticed when I was looking at the lineup of who they were hiring and firing, mm-hmm. I think with the exception of Rich Eisen, who used to work at ESPN.
Good guy, I like him.
I think virtually everybody else that they've hired are people who have washed out from the network.
Okay.
Former players who have washed out. For instance, Mike, Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
Sterling Sharp. It's Sterling Sharp.
Sterling Sharp.
Shannon Sharp still plays it. Sterling Sharp is one of the main go-to announcers.
Sorry about that.
I know. Well,
across
America, people did that thing where they rolled their eyes when you say Sterling Sharp's right. going
to
be on.
Yeah, but I don't know if across America people had an opportunity to play 18 holes of golf with the guy.
So anyway.
And let me tell you something. You know, for my money, when you're playing, this is anybody that plays golf, when you're playing golf with people and you hit your drive, it's just really not all that polite to get in your cart before anybody else has hit the ball and drive down the fairway to your ball, which he did.
Wow.
That's something I will remember for a very, very long time.
Well, Mike, he only did it because he's Sterling Sharp.
Yeah.
He's Sterling.
And he hit the ball a ton. I mean, he was longer than all of us, but it was just like, when you see, and when you play those celebrity tournaments, you got one guy with four other guys.
Oh, excuse me, this would be the sound of us opening up the doors at NFL Films. and they're, incidentally, they're playing the sound effect in the background while he's giving the speech to the people. He's saying, we want NFL Films to be like when you would watch Fibber McGee and Molly, and they'd open that door, and all of a sudden out would come a brick and a bat.
Right.
And then a gigantic piece of wood, and it would always end with a ball bearing rolling around on the floor. And, you know, these up-and-comers, these, you know, the leaders of tomorrow are sitting around the table looking at this guy going, oh, Christ, this guy's my boss?
Mm-hmm.
This guy is...
Well, you know he's that kind of boss, too.
Yeah, I know.
He's the kind of boss where... do you remember the Publishers Clearinghouse guy that always had to be there, and you knew he was like the boss, right, and he had to put himself on?
Now, I
put Steve Sable in the same category.
This is a perfect segue. Not only the NFL Network, but the fact that Steve Sable's got to be on TV himself. He just can't be the guy behind the camera who gives us these great shots. This leads us to your Washington Redskins, and I'm going to try to keep this brief today. I did not bring my tickets in to burn them today. I will burn them at some point. Now, maybe around the country, you're listening to this yesterday, and you're thinking, well, now, why is this dickhead overreacting? The team is 3-5. There's lots of cities we broadcast to that have teams that are way worse off. We had Raider fans yesterday calling the show wanting to burn their tickets.
Steelers fans.
We had Steelers fans calling. We had 49ers fans calling, wanted to sell, rather not sell, but burn their tickets.
Yeah, a lot of disgruntled fans.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing about Dan Snyder. For whatever reason, everybody in Washington, D.C. hates this guy. They just hate him. And I think I can pinpoint why, that he is a... He's a young, short, cocky, rich prick who owns a football team, which is okay with everybody if he just owned it in the public trust and poured his money into it and let it happen. But he micromanages. And this now this whole thing with Jimmy Johnson that we're talking about yesterday, listen to the spin. I'm going to tell you exactly how the spin on this happened.
Okay.
Because I did some research into this. Jimmy Johnson is on Fox on Sunday, and he says, you're not going to believe, you know him, you're not going to believe this.
Right.
The owner of the Redskins called me, a former coach of the Cowboys, to ask help with Steve Spurrier. Well, as it turns out, Steve Spurrier's people, also known as Sonny Jurgensen, who is, you know, Snyder's guy.
Right.
And this is another reason that most Redskins fans, most people in the Washington area, hate Snyder. That when you have the guy that's an owner of a team, hey, listen, it's his team. He can do whatever he wants. But most of us, the fans, you get pissed off when they're showing a shot of the team at training camp or the team at practice. And Snyder is sitting in a director's chair with a big, gigantic Monte Cristo Cuban cigar. And sitting there right next to him, like his lap dog, is Sonny. And what he's doing is he's overseeing all that's happening on the football field. When really, it's like if I was sitting there or you were sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a friggin' clue. Almost. That was very close. He doesn't have a friggin' clue what he's doing. So, and the micromanaging thing is like this. That he calls it, here's how the story goes. He does call up Jimmy Johnson.
Okay.
But he calls him up, and now this story was relayed on the radio via his lapdog, Sonny Jurgensen.
Mm-hmm.
See, because the thing is, when Sonny's put in the weird position, he's the Hall of Fame quarterback and a great guy, and he's also on the broadcast team.
Right.
And because he's the lapdog, he can't ever say anything bad about Snyder. So at some point on some radio show somewhere, maybe it was last night on WJFK, I'm not sure, or maybe it was during the game, somebody asked Sonny, I heard a tape of this, about, well, why did he call Jimmy Johnson? You know, to ask, and here was Sonny's answer, that Snyder called Jimmy Johnson at Fox because the week before, during the Fox NFL show, Jimmy Johnson had said, well, why is Dan Snyder hiring consultants to come in and tell the team what to do?
Lab dog.
Now, here's the thing. Snyder. So all Jimmy Johnson said was, he got his visa. Listen, I don't know what's going on in Washington, but why is the owner bringing in consultants?
So what Jimmy Johnson was doing was basically throwing Snyder under the bus.
And Snyder calls him up to say, hey, this is Dan Snyder, and I've got news for you. I didn't ask for the consultants. Spurrier asked for the consultants. So get your story straight.
Right.
Now, given if, let's say that all of that is true.
What do you think he's going to say when he calls you?
Well, he won't call me. He'll call Alan, and Alan will call me.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Really, if you're Dan Snyder and you're worth $8 gazillion and you own a football team that's worth more than the Yankees, the Cowboys, whatever, you turn on the tap in the morning and out come dollar bills. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got it on Easy Street. You own a football team. What the frick do you care if Jimmy Johnson says on TV that you guys talked?
Mm-hmm.
This is micromanaging. Why does Dan Snyder then have to pick up the phone to call him to say, hey, you said something on TV. You said something on TV about me that wasn't exactly 100% true. Doesn't that happen to everybody?
Yeah, I mean, it falls into the heading of comes with the territory.
Right. So, this is the type of micromanaging that we have with this football team, where he gets into fights with the coach, that the coach likes this stiff Danny Werfel. This guy who's an awful quarterback, but Spurrier likes him.
Mm-hmm.
Snyder won't let him hire him. They cut the guy on the last day before the first game, and Spurrier doesn't want the guy gone, but Snyder says get rid of him. That Snyder likes this guy, Rob Johnson, this guy who washed out in Buffalo and washed out in Jacksonville. So anyway, they put Rob Johnson in a game about 3 weeks ago, and he sucked.
Mm.
So they cut him. They just cut him. They cut the second-string quarterback, and they hired the Hasselback, who's not the good Hasselback, the bad Hasselback, the guy who's never thrown a pass in the NFL,
right?
And whose wife was on Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
They hire him to be the second-string quarterback last week in Dallas, and the regular quarterback's getting the crap beaten out of him, and I realize that I just sound like a whining fan who's really not happy because my team's not doing good, but it's not that. It's that Dan Snyder, if he just would shut the frig up, hire Spurrier, let him do it, let him run the team.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose 16 games in a row, fire his ass and do whatever you want. But during the year, Don't get on your high seat and sit out at Redskins Park with your big cigar and Sonny sitting next to you and be talking to players and doing all this other stuff. Just stay the frig out of it. Since he has owned this team, all he's done is raise prices and make the game experience something that used to be the greatest in the league now to one of the worst in the league.
But where, you said it. I mean, I was only out there with you for one, but man, the only thing I said to you that night, I really believe this. I was like, wow, how are people putting up with this?
So,
it's really because there's a lot of really there are a changed. Lot of changes out there yeah. that don't exactly seem like they're completely geared towards making the experience better for the fans, which really is what it's all supposed to be about.
And
it's entertainment.
And he does a lot of stuff that I would consider good. I mean, he does a lot of stuff. Like he sees Lavernius Coles and he goes, well, he's worth $35 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think Lavernius Coles is worth that much money, but if there's an owner that wants to spend it, more power to you.
He has demonstrated, in fairness to him, that he is willing to spend the money to do that, but the formula doesn't seem to have... You can't... In the NFL, would you agree in the NFL, it's extremely difficult, unlike baseball, to really go out and buy a championship?
You can't, and... I know I've mentioned this before in previous years, so bear with me. The guy's not bright enough. He's a champion of industry, but he's not bright enough to go to hire a PR firm. But mm-hmm. he's just looking like a dick, and people are just, you know, they're looking at this team, and they're going, well, this year is shot. This year is shot, and maybe next year is shot. And oh, yeah, I am paying the highest ticket prices in the league. And when I go to the game on Sunday, I pay $25 on top of my exorbitant ticket price to park my car. Then I have to wait 30 minutes for the shuttle bus that takes me the 20-minute drive to the stadium where I'm not allowed to bring a bottle of water or a sandwich from the outside inside.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm inside, rather than watch a great football game with a competitive football team, all I'm really seeing is a parade of the best television ads
mm-hmm.
that are currently running. Because that's all they run in the stadium.
Right.
And the guy could fix all of this in a moment if he just one of these times came on television and just said, hey, I'm going to step out of this spotlight for a second. That the team, maybe I've been too hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm too much of a fan.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't do it. And I'm just sick of him. And
yeah, you're mad. You're like a lot of people. You're angry. You're like a lot of people that are ticket holders, too.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking now, what can we do? So I say yesterday that we should have a mass rally. We should burn the tickets. Anybody that's got the tickets for this week's game, he's already got our money.
Right.
So we're only hurting ourselves. But if you're like me and you're pissed, let's burn the tickets for the Seattle game. Well, Allen, the jittery general manager, who's the rights holder for the Redskins, he's going ballistic about this. He's calling me during a break yesterday.
Yeah, I remember that.
Where he's saying, you know, oh, you listen, you can't do this.
Right.
I mean, they're going to be mad. I said, and? Oh, they're going to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they're going to be peeved. And we do know that Snyder is thin-skinned. And you can look at that by the fact that he called Jimmy Johnson
right.
because he thought something on TV was not correct. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll also say up front that I'm very thin-skinned, too. I flipped out of that British woman who called because my wife has a cleaning lady.
Right.
Here's the difference. I don't own an $800 million football team that's supposedly held in the public trust. I'm a friggin' fat disc jockey. I guarantee you this, if I own that team, you wouldn't see me out on the field before the game walking around with those guys. Because you know what? You know they'd make fun of me like they do him as soon as he walks away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there goes the little prick. There goes the little prick. And when my team did well, if I own the team,
right.
you wouldn't see me up in my booth standing up on a telephone book going, hey, Redskins. You know, you do it classy. You stay the F out of it.
Right.
Just stay the F out of it. So, bottom line, what can we do? Well, we can ask everybody to boycott the game this weekend. And I think that we're a pretty powerful show here in Washington. We have a lot of listeners. And I've got to think that if the stadium holds 80,000,
mm-hmm.
that a lot of people are going to be mad this weekend anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And are probably considering the traffic and the hassles and the team sucks and Snyder sucks. And what better way to send a message to this little prick that really he should just sell the team or just stay the hell out of it? Just have a press
conference. Or change things.
Just have a press
conference. Change the way things are being done right now.
Just have a press conference. Say, I know you guys all hate me. I'm going to try to change that. I'm going to try to step back and we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
with the future of the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Rather than putting a gigantic banner up in the stadium, like, you know how most stadiums have banners that say championships won?
Right.
Do you know when you get off the escalator at Redskins, the stadium, FedEx, you know what it says?
What?
Congratulations. For the fifth year in a row, the club level is sold out.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to take pride in that? Like, the team sucks, but congratulations, now, suckers. Not only have you paid...
You have absolutely put your finger on the problem.
Yep.
And I said this yesterday. When you're talking about the attitude that came in with the current administration was more designed on becoming a successful money-making operation
business
than putting the football team first. I really believe that. I think so many things, you know, it starts when they cleaned the house out there with employees that have been there for years and years and years. And you know what? There's a more than anything in this city, that football team has a tradition in this town that ties everybody together. And they really kind of screwed with that.
It's like that anywhere where there's a city that has a football team. The one thing that brings everybody together, regardless of your race, your sex, whatever, is... If your team is on, that's something you can chat about with everybody. And everybody has the same thing to talk about on Monday. Did you see what happened to the guy?
I really think that the combination of the fact... If the team is winning, this discussion doesn't happen, obviously. Right. If the team is winning, this stuff doesn't matter. But you know what? Even if the team is winning, I think there are a lot of things that could be done that... aren't taking advantage of the incredible popularity that team has in this market.
I know that I'm putting our nuts on the line, not only with the jittery general manager, but also with the fact that we're going to look very stupid if 86,000 people show up on Sunday. But in lieu of burning your tickets, and I'm still going to try it, I'm going to at least burn mine. I urge you not to go to the Redskins-Seahawks game Sunday, 1 o'clock at FedEx. Watch on television, and wouldn't it be great if one of the announcers, when they were doing the overhead shot of the stadium, just said, well, there appear to be about 25,000 empty seats for this game.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's because of the recent poor performance of the team or the fact that the beautiful summer Indian summer weather is hit, or maybe it's the...
Man, I think it's going to be 50.
The fact this junk is...
I think it's going to be 50 on Sunday.
Well, still, but I'm thinking, whatever, they're going to come up with an excuse. Please, boycott this game. Boycott this game. And tell your friends that you're going to boycott the game.
You're not happy, make your feelings known.
Correct.
It's the only power fans have.
Unless you like, you know, listen, and this is how I'm going to draw the line. Unless you like Snyder and the way he's running things, if you like that, if you like paying and having to sign a 5-year contract for overpriced football tickets, and if you like having to pay $8 for a sandwich, and if you like having to pay $7 for a beer, and if you like having to watch television commercials at a football game, well, then go ahead and go and have a great time. But otherwise, don't go to the game.
Right. And you're speaking first as a fan.
Oh, you bet your ass.
And as a season ticket holder.
You bet your ass. And as a season ticket holder who can't get out of the season tickets. It ain't like I can call them up and say, boy, you stink. I quit.
But am I right about the fact that if certain things were done differently, the losing record wouldn't be as important?
No,
it's just really the cherry on the sundae.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the fact that they're 3-5 or if they were 5-3.
That happens.
Right.
And now what you're seeing is, because it's so effed up, and because, coincidentally, the team is losing games, now you're seeing guys like Bruce Smith step up and say, well, this team is crap, and I don't like the way this team is being run. And one by one, you're going to hear guys come out one by one and start saying this stuff. And poor Spurrier, he's been neutered. You know, like that guy or hate that guy, he can't stand up like Parcells can and say, hey, knock this ass off. Because if I was a player, I'll give you a perfect example right here. At our radio station, there's a program director.
He's right here.
Hi, Cameron.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Please stop with this.
Now, what? Now, Cameron, really?
Yes,
what,
really.
Really, this is First Amendment stuff. I'm not advocating anybody burn anything. I'm just saying,
understood,
don't go to the game. You guys can't stop us from saying, or me, and Mike, you're with me on this, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think what we're echoing is the sentiments of a lot of people.
What are you going to do? Get out of here. Will you get out of here, please?
Please stop this.
Get out of here. What are you going to do? Take us off the air? Get out. Get out, Cameron. Get out of here. Christ.
It's causing a lot of tension around the station because of the fact that we are the rights holder for the Washington Redskins.
Yeah. Now,
they're getting pressure from probably the Redskins.
Part of this, I have to be honest, I'm drawing great pleasure about the fact that people are so upset about this. Mm-hmm. We're just a couple of guys talking on the radio saying don't go to a game. Mm-hmm. That most likely 86,000 people are still going to go to.
Right. It's not the station saying that. It's Don and Mike saying that.
Yeah, right. And the last time I checked, the Redskins don't sign my paycheck.
Right.
WJFK does. But WJFK also said, go ahead and do a show that's entertaining and talk about what people are talking about. And, you know, anyway, now that he's come in and you've seen how I've dismissed him, this is much like the way the Redskins players, I'm guessing, feel about Steve Spurrier. That they're jerking around and not doing anything, and Spurrier comes in and says, hey, come on, we gotta make this happen. We gotta make this move. And they go, okay, Dick. And then they know that he doesn't carry any power.
Powerless. Yeah.
Cameron Gray, Steve Spurrier, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Program director, coach, both impotent, both neutered. All I'll say is that Snyder's got more power than Linewand.
Mm-hmm.
In that battle, Snyder is the man.
Right.
With Linewand, it's got to get passed up a couple of channels before we get a guy who really steps on us to say, shut up. But it's nuts. Please stop talking about this. Please.
Well, you know what? In all seriousness, I mean, they're doing what they're doing to salvage this relationship they have with the team.
And this relationship.
There are millions and millions and millions of dollars that are involved in that. But the fact is, There should be one thing taken into account here.
Mm-hmm.
The product. I mean, it's all about ratings when you're in the radio business. It's about the fact that if this team is on the road to a Super Bowl, there are going to be a lot of people tuning in. And so there should be a little attitude on the part of our team over here that says, you know, let's get this product better so that the product that we paid great money for kicks a little ass. And that's what you're mad about like a fan. And Well, I understand that the panties get in a wad about this. I completely understand that. I also think that there should be an attitude on our team that, hey, we bring something to the equation, too. We put a goddamn decent broadcast on every single Sunday, and we do that in cooperation with the team.
Right? And it's not my money. I don't care. But, you know, these guys, they're losing millions of dollars a year on the broadcast. How do you think the station got the broadcast rights? Do you think it's because our programming is so great? No, it's because our money is so green. Because they went and offered the most money.
Right. Yeah, that's the way it works.
That's
the way it works in every city in America.
Right. So hold on. And as I've said to these guys behind closed doors, but I'll say it out here, who's the client here?
Yep.
We are paying
them.
Mm-hmm. So if they don't like something, we should tell them, shove it. If you don't like it, well, I guess next time when this thing comes up for however many millions of dollars they're pissing away with us, well then you'll have something to say. But until then, just get off my ass and don't go. Don't go to the game this weekend. That's what I'm urging you. Don't go. I want to see a bunch of empty seats. Please God, empty seats at the Seahawks game this weekend. Beautiful. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, this is Jackie. I want to kiss both of your feet for doing this because I've been so frustrated and upset and mad. And if I had a radio show, I would be telling everybody the exact same thing. So thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Once again, Mike, we speak for the people.
You're quite welcome.
There's a sentiment out there.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Hey.
Yes,
Don and Mike. Hi.
Hi. My dad bought tickets 47 years ago. They're on the 50-yard line, undercover, on an aisle. And he bought them because he loved the team no matter what, and the cold and everything else. And it's disgusting the way that Snyder has turned everything in to how much money he can make and how much he can rip his fans off. I mean, closing Landover Mall so that people couldn't even walk, the ones that could finally get a ticket for a chance on a weekend.
Listen, around the country, there's no way, until you hear this, there is no way to gauge the hatred that this metro area has for this guy.
It is absolutely, I will never go to, you tell me this weekend, I don't even go to the game.
Good, thank you. Bye-bye. Goodbye. Good day to you, ma'am. I said good day. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike, it's the whole area is dissed. We got lousy football. We got lousy basketball. We got lousy Capitals. We got
Capitals, as a former season ticket holder for the Washington Capitals, I was going to say, when you were doing that burning, that's a goddamn frustrating situation.
But here's the thing.
The whole area is like, it's been a tough area for sports fans.
With Ebenezer Poland, who owns the hockey team?
He doesn't own him anymore.
Or Leontsis?
Yeah, Ted Leontsis.
And Leontsis is an AOL guy who's kind of out there. You know what I mean?
He's giving it a good shot.
He's a PR-oriented guy.
Yes, he is.
But still...
He's very well-liked when you go to the games.
The thing is, you don't see him all the time.
You don't see him all the time, but, he's the kind of guy that would stand outside on the concourse, shaking hands and talking to everybody that comes up to him. And I've seen him do it.
And I know what Snyder does. I swear to God. He goes up on top of the building and has a big cigar on top of the stadium and watches all the peons come in every day. I know he does.
So everybody's angry. That's that.
So boycott the game this weekend.
There you go.
Boycott the game, and now we're going to go have a very awkward...
It's going to be a fun commercial break.
A very awkward commercial break.
Very fun.
Although, see, here's how they work around here. This is very interesting, because now, Mike, that we're past the contract thing, we're back and just do our regular work.
Our work day-to-day, where every day is an adventure. Every day is a controversy.
Yeah, and in this one, I predict that... Now, I'm not going to go down the hall looking for these guys. I'm not going to go down to Alan's office or to Cameron and go, hey, what'd you think of that? Was that a good segment? Are you really mad? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go. I don't give a crap. But I would bet. You want to bet that they'll come in here?
I would say you'll probably have a conversation with somebody. I'm going out in front of the building.
Okay, well, I'm staying in here.
Yeah, well, you're a season ticket holder.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I'm behind you 100%, but, really... In my own mind,
yeah. It
just doesn't matter. It really just doesn't
matter.
I'm backing you like a good ally would back you.
I know you would.
Not like our contract stuff, though. Then I fall on the grenade. You deal with this crap.
All right, I will.
I mean, because you're the season ticket holder. You're angrier than I am, but I completely understand where you're coming from. And if I didn't, I'd tell you. And I went to that. You took me to that one game this year. And I'll tell you, the experience is what I'm talking about. I talk to a lot of people that
rate Dan Snyder as an owner on 1 to 10.
1.
Rate him as a PR ambassador for the city of Washington.
1.
Rate him as an evaluator of football talent.
That I can't tell you. I don't know about that because, I think that really when you talk about micromanaging, I know at the beginning, I know he's spending money trying to get some decent people in here, and I'm going to give him higher marks on that, but... It doesn't take away from what's happening right now. It seems to be...
And, hold on 1 to 10.
Yes.
Please to rate how fun it is just to rank on him.
10.
Because it's great. And because he gets mad about it.
And people are mad.
Yeah.
And you said, really, he shouldn't care about what we're saying on this radio show because of that faucet thing, you said.
Right. There's the
dollars coming.
Money comes out.
Come on.
Money comes out. Go buy yourself some nice elevator shoes.
I mean, people are spending a lot of money. They're hard-earned dollars. God damn it, there are people that are season ticket holders for that team that absolutely scrape it together to do that.
So
it's incredible.
All I'm saying is just 1 week, don't go.
That's it. It's a little protest. It's a little way of saying, hey, we're the fans and we're pissed off.
And
there's nothing wrong with that.
And you know what the bottom line on this is? He still has our money from the tickets.
Right.
But here's why this is really going to kill him. He ain't going to sell beer and hot dogs on Sunday if you don't go.
Watch the game on TV or listen to it right here on 106.7 WJFK.
Hello.
On the Redskins Radio Network.
That's right. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello. Are you there? We got to take a break.
Hello.
Yeah, go. You're on the air.
Hey guys, I'm from Buffalo, and it's amazing that, how the media in the D.C. area is just wrapped up around this team. Buffalo's playing badly or performing badly. They hear about it. The seats are empty, and... it's about time somebody in this area is speaking up about it.
And goddamn right. You know what? That's the best call we have gotten on the subject.
Right.
I completely agree with
you. And how many times have you seen when you watch a game around the country? You mentioned Buffalo. We're on in Buffalo and WBUF. The last couple of years before they got Bledsoe, when they were sucking, you would turn it on, and that stadium would be half full.
Yeah, you know what you want to get? You want to get that hands-off policy, Washington Redskins?
Yeah.
Win!
Yeah, and
sorry, win.
That'll work.
And also, just stay out of the picture.
People don't care if there are certain problems and certain things that don't make the experience that good.
Winning fixes,
team is 6-1.
No, winning fixes everything.
Right.
That's very true.
Yep.
All right. Thanks. Well, we got to go. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for calling from Buffalo.
Okay.
And there's, and right there, well, what's that dude's name? Ralph Wilson? Mm-hmm. When's the last time you saw Ralph Wilson on TV during a Bills game? For all I know, he might be dead.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Don, I don't think he's well. Yeah.
Okay, but regardless, when's the last time you've seen
good him? Policy.
Win, baby. Just win, baby.
What about even that a guy who looks like he might be the dude that's the owner of the Buccaneers? Glazer.
Yeah, right.
Remember when we goofed on him, what a goofy-looking guy he is?
He's another guy that's kind of feebed out, right?
Yeah, and last night when I was watching the Monday night game, they showed the owner of the Broncos up in his booth.
Oh, he's a slicky boy.
Yeah, but you know what? He's learned his lesson. He's not on the sidelines anymore wearing the full-length
the
fur
big
coat.
Fur coat. What is it with these owners in fur coats?
I don't know, but...
you would know. That's one thing. I've never seen our guy with a fur coat. Well, it would get muddy.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's time to get rid of those old phones, so switch to Singular and update your phone.
Get the Sony Ericsson T226 free after a $20 mail-in rebate and a free camera attachment with a $50 mail-in rebate.
The Sony Ericsson T226 takes pictures and emails them instantly. It's wireless internet capable and has picture caller ID.
You can download polyphonic ringtones.
It operates on GSM Network and it will change your life.
I love the GSM Network. And if you want a calling plan for the whole family...
What do you love about it?
I love the fact that it's so clear, so easy to communicate with my coworkers and friends. You can keep connected with Family Talk. Add a line to your calling plan for $9.99 per line per month. On plans starting at just $39.99, you pay no roaming and no long distance. And I'll tell you, the no roaming I dig.
That was a great call to action, Mike.
Thank you.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular wireless store for details.
Thank you.
I didn't know you cared.
Don
I did.
And Mike, WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This house is so gone crazy.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Creating their legacy, Don and Mike.
Right, right. Okay, so the deal is boycott the game Sunday. Redskins and Seahawks boycott the game on Sunday. The stadium holds, I don't know, 82,000, 83,000
people.
A lot of people. So we'll find out. We'll get the attendance total. We'll talk about this during the week. We'll find out exactly how many people heed our words.
Very good.
And don't go to the game. Just a one game deal. Just one game.
Right.
And it doesn't mean you're not even supporting the team because you're still watching it on TV or listening to it on
radio. No, you're still fans, and we're still fans. So you're still a fan.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I hate to do that. You know, that's the honesty thing in me. I shouldn't do that. You know, I'm a fan. I'd like to see the Redskins win the Super Bowl. I really would. I love what this town becomes when there's a Super Bowl victory.
You won't say it.
Mike,
you don't like Snyder like a lot of people.
Oh, I don't like Snyder, and I will say it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but that whole rating thing took care of that.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I forgot about the rating.
You bring me right along.
I forgot about the 1 to 10 scale, right? You're on board.
You're going down, I'm going down.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
No need for any of you guys to go down. I just wanted to point out one last thing. That, you know, Snyder's not only is he taking away the experience, but he's robbing from all of us the one thing that gives this town a sense of community.
That's I said that before, and you're absolutely right.
Yep.
I mean, the guy's just a dick, and we can all hope he slips off that telephone book that he dances on and dies.
Oh, now no, stop no, that. No, no, no.
No, I don't endorse that.
No, no way.
Just asking you not to go to the game this week.
Right, come on, let's back off.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I just wanted to point out one thing you sort of have wrong. You keep saying that it's like your First Amendment right to say what you want. But First Amendment really only protects you from the government. Doesn't really
Well, in this case, if I'm working for people who have the right to censor me, then I am going to say First Amendment. Because in this case, infinity is the government.
And the radio, and make no mistake, the radio station has the right to do whatever they want.
Yeah, which is why I have to say First Amendment, because I think I have the right to say anything, and Mike does, and Buzz does. But
they have the right to fire you.
Yes, they do. And
they do. They have the right to fire us for cause.
This
is content.
Absolutely.
Right. Thank you, though. Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, I don't know why people want to junk this up with the actual rules of whatever. Yeah. Whatever the amendments are, you understand the gist of what I'm saying.
Yeah, let's not get bogged down.
It's that we want to be able to say what we want to be saying. What we're saying is not so controversial that, you know, like we're saying, but it's not like we're getting on the radio saying, immediately kill all dogs.
Right, no, exactly.
On your way home tonight, if you see a cat, run it over.
Yeah, we're not saying anything that's putting anybody in any kind of danger, and that's the bottom line.
The only person in any danger is Dan Snyder, and that's in his wallet.
Figuratively speaking.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, Don and Mike, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great.
How about if you're a Seahawks fan and you want to go watch the Redskins lose?
Now, listen, there are a lot of people on the phones saying, I want your tickets to the game. This is what you guys don't get.
I don't want the tickets, but I want to go watch
the
Seahawks.
No, I understand. Yeah,
I know, but you want to go to the game. Here's the thing. A warm ass in my seat is a warm ass in my seat.
Right.
Someone going to pay $8 for a beer with their warm ass from my seat, whether it's my warm ass or your warm ass.
I urge everybody not to overthink this, please.
Yeah.
Let's not overthink this. And that's one thing. That's another thing about this town. People do tend to overanalyze and overthink things.
I am not giving away my ticket.
This is a fan with season tickets, you know. Making a statement. Making a protest statement. That's all.
Asking everybody who feels the same, boycott the game.
I'd like to pass that along to management here at WJFK, too. Don't overthink it. Right. Don't overreact.
But I just want to say it was a Kodak moment for those of you that are show historians. Today was the day that I lost all respect for Cameron Gray. That up until now he had
been... Cameron is doing what he is probably told
I'm
to do.
Busting his balls.
I like Cameron. You like Cameron.
I like Cameron fine. Of course. And Cameron's a great program director because generally he just, you know, he worries about stuff that's broken. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, I got news for you. 3 to 7 ain't broken. Don't worry about it.
Right.
You know, if I was you, Cameron, and I'm not, thank God, because of your job, mm-hmm. you might want to think about noon to two. That's broken.
Mm-hmm.
That's broken. Mm-hmm. You know, don't worry about 3 to 7.
Right.
Don't worry about 7 to 11. Don't worry about 6 to 10 in the morning. Worry about noon to 2. That's where you got a problem on this radio station. Someone should be wondering how come Bill O'Reilly is on this radio station screaming about Ludacris.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody says dick to him like, hey, man, hey, dude, that really is not lined up with the way that the station operates and the demographic we're going for. Nobody says dick to him because he's Bill O'Reilly. Me, season ticket, I just say, hey, don't go to the game this weekend. Like anybody's not going to go.
Fire drill. Dial 911.
These guys are coming in and going out of their freaking mind.
Dial 911.
Yes. Chill out. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I just wanted to find out, I'm a Ravens fan, and I know you guys talked to David Modell, and I wanted to know if you guys were going to be coming to a game and maybe you could have a little fun at a nice Ravens game.
Now, here is the deal.
Okay.
And this is going to make the Redskins happy. Now, Mike has his kids that weekend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when David Modell, the son of the owner of the Ravens, mm-hmm. Art Modell, you know, who outside of Cleveland I think is thought of as a decent guy, but even him, he's more hands-off than Snyder is. And he moved the freaking team from Cleveland.
Yeah, he's not popular in Cleveland.
This guy, Dave Modell, calls up and he says, I want to bring you guys to Miami. As it turns out, it's a weekend that Mike has his kids.
Right, right.
So Mike is unavailable. I will, and I've not even told my wife this yet, so I hope she's not listening.
Can I preface this by saying when I saw the reaction to this, even if I had been available, I might have deferred to put a smile on a young boy's face. To see a look of joy, and it was almost worth it.
I just, this is so queer. We are in the office, and I'm going to get to the other stuff in a second in the office. We're in the office, and I said to Rob, would you be my date for an out-of-state trip? And Rob said, what? And I said, well, Mike can't go on this thing to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So as it turns out, Rob mm-hmm. and I will be taking the Ravens plane to Miami on the 15th.
Wow. Yes,
flying it.
We'll be sitting in the box with Modell,
uh-huh.
the owner's kid, in Miami on I think it's the 16th,
mm-hmm.
For the Ravens-Dolphins game. And then that following Friday, whatever the date that is, I think it's the 21st, we are going to Baltimore to do the show live from Live 105.
Right.
That day. That is our plan.
Oh, very nice.
So it was very nice for the guy from the Ravens to actually invite us to an out-of-town game and say, I mean, it's November, it's Miami.
Yeah.
It's flying on the team plane.
Go for it.
It's It's Rob.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. I wish we had TV so that they could... You know what? I used to have real feelings of just overwhelming jealousy about the relationship that Don has with Rob. And
I know.
Now I've accepted it, and now it actually has gone so far as to give me joy. And really, the culminating moment of that was up in the office when Don laid this little idea on Rob, and Rob really looked like a little kid. And, you know, I'm not even going to go down that road that I used to travel down, you know, where, you know, it was like looking at two people that just wanted to be together, you know, because then I take it to that, because I know you guys aren't sleeping together, and I think that, you know, it's wonderful to see that kind of male bonding.
No, it
and I know you two have that special bond. I sat across from you on our flight to Iceland listening to the giggles that were literally a six-hour flight, nonstop laughing.
It's fun to watch.
There's no
Don and I go out, and we party together. We've had a great time together. We have a fantastic time. If you throw Rob into the equation, it is always elevated. That's the way it's always
here's
been.
Here's the thing. Rob, I like all my friends on the show. Mm-hmm. I like everybody equally. Rob brings out a side in me that nobody else is able to bring out.
Not by leaps and bounds.
And once that side of me comes out...
Right.
It's hard to get it to go back in.
You can't put it back in the bottle.
Once it comes out.
Right.
And he can do it.
And that's when I became really aware of it, was when we were flying back from Iceland. As I, you know, as I listened to it, and then I listened to it for another hour, and then another hour, and then I slipped my headphones on and turned the volume up as loud as I possibly could so I didn't have to listen to it anymore.
Sorry.
But I accepted the reality that that's the way, Buzz, you're a witness to this.
Yes,
you know the way they behave. It's a strange, strange bond.
I was jealous at first, too, but once you see the love, you can do nothing but admire it.
Once you know nobody's getting in,
right.
Once you know that that's the way it is,
right.
That we're all, they're accepting.
You're welcome in.
I don't want in.
But if you want in.
I don't want in.
But if you want in.
No. I don't want to go there.
If you want in, you gotta pay the initiation.
Yeah, and I'm not doing that.
Oh.
I'm not a goddamn chance I'm doing that.
It's nothing that comes out of your wallet. It's something that comes out of your soul.
You're coming out of your soul. And really, I mean, the fact is, you know, we're all going to hell, but you and Rob are holding the doors.
You know, bullet train. You know, come on, feel the love.
You're going to be over there like the guy that's on the tarmac leading the plane in. You'll be on the other side of the gate going, come on in.
All right. Table down in front.
That's all right. You'll be on the plane.
I know.
I don't care if I'm on the ground with the cones and the orange light.
Well, you might get special treatment.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You never know.
And is that good or bad?
I will tell you that Miami has never been the same. Will never be the same after this. The Ravens' plane won't be the same.
Yeah.
The owner's box most definitely
never
won't
be
the
same.
No.
Wow, that's going to be pretty hot.
It will be fouled with our views.
Who left this?
All right.
What is it?
My God.
Turn it upside down. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Look what. Now, who would write that?
Right.
What? See, that's
what?
Bank.
That's why.
The fact is, you're going on the team plane.
Right.
And I only have one more. Don't get beaten up by the players.
I know. I think they're going to put us by the. I think by some other media people.
I think they're going to put you in the restroom.
I believe we will be serving drinks.
Listen, what is your name, honey? You're from Baltimore, right?
Yes.
You got it. We will see you in Baltimore in a week.
I hope we can convert you to a fan or at least have you down in Baltimore because we would love to have you.
Well, we're coming to Baltimore, I think. Who's got a calendar? It's the 21st, right?
It's the Monday after the game in Miami, right?
No, it's the Friday after the game.
The Friday after the game.
The Friday after the game, I believe. Charlie, if you got it, come on in.
Have we no calendar?
No, I don't think.
It's a well-oiled machine.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yeah.
Why don't you take Bart to the game?
Because he's in college.
Yeah, he can get the weekend off, though, can he?
Yeah, here's the problem, that the Ravens' plane, as far as I can tell, doesn't fly from Baltimore to South Carolina en route to Miami, and, you know, call me a callous father. I'm not going to pay all that money for my kid to fly. I mean, he's done plenty. He's in college now. Get out of here. I raised him already. I'm done with it. Hi, Charlie.
It is Friday, November 21st. And I'll talk to Dave Modell and see if they can make a pit stop down there at Clemson, if you like.
That's all right. Listen, you know, my kid's got his own life going on anyway.
Well, I fear that if they did that pit stop on the team plane, then Bart might get beaten up by the players.
Yeah, because I've got news for you. Bart really is the unofficial third member of the club.
That's right. And that's...
that's
disturbing.
We reached a point with Bart. It was before he was 18, wasn't it, Robbie?
Yeah, it was a...
when the Super Bowl was in Tampa.
Yeah, like 3 years ago.
Corrupted.
At one point, he was just initiated into it, and there was no need to hide what was going on.
Another lost soul.
The jokes that not everybody gets, but once you're in on what's really funny.
What's that sound? Oh, there goes the soul.
Everything. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
So listen, don't go to the game. Don't go to the Redskins game this weekend. We're boycotting the Redskins game. If you hate Dan Snyder and the way he's been running this team, show him this weekend. Don't go. You've already paid for the ticket.
Then you're going to the next home game, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Of course.
Sure. It's Carolina. That's a good team. And Seattle's a good team, too. Just
right.
Seattle happens to be the next game.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah.
Our radio buddies, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey.
Hi, Jim. The
winning ticket.
Pardon me?
I've got the winning ticket today.
Really? You have the winning ticket?
I've got it. Picked it up at Yankit this morning. Got the original twisty in a plastic bag. Opened it up.
What does the winning ticket say?
Said, on election day, Don will lose respect for Cameron.
He's the winner.
All you have to do is bring that to your local twisty.
The home of the original. Yankit, the home of the original Yankit. Twisty.
Go to your Yankit.
It's a red twisty, too.
Where are you calling from? What city?
Iowa City.
Iowa. Okay.
I like grape.
Go to Yankit and tell the guy behind the counter, and he'll give you the suitcase full of Rolex wristwatches.
Hey, actually, I'm working where they sell Rolex.
No, hold on. Right now, Rob is just ringing me up. You have won 24 tennis bracelets.
Both for Steve Soboroff today.
All right, see you later.
All right.
Bye-bye. Get out of here.
How can anybody like the cherry twisties?
Mike, that's why we market them at Yankit.
There's only one flavor. It's great.
And don't forget, that's where you get the official Don and Mike Impossible Contest cards.
That's right.
That's where you get it.
That's right.
Now, I like that guy.
Right next to Lotto.
And beef jerky. Plenty of beef jerky.
And can I just say one thing to the people at Yankit?
Yeah.
Please don't run out of chapstick. Hate it when that happens.
But I think you'll like this about Don and Mike's Yankit. Our new line of convenience stores all across America.
Yankit's a great convenience store.
All customers, 100% American.
Yes. Yeah.
English spoken here.
Right. You mean the employees or customers?
Customers. What did I say?
You said customers. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Oh, now that, no. Come on now. You have to let everyone in.
Just employees.
That's, you got all excited about your Miami trip, and that's how that slipped out.
And don't forget, around America, Don and Mike's Yankit open 22 hours a day. 22 hours a day.
That's right.
We got to do some maintenance.
Yeah, our apologies to the working people of America, but the 2 hours we are closed are from 7 to 9 in the morning.
With the Yankit. Yes. Now we've got...
That's why our coffee tastes better, Buzz.
I get it.
It's 2 hours a day.
I'm liking Yankit.
Yeah.
Listen, when I came to work today, we got a break. Then I'll tell you why things are just crazy here at the station. It has nothing to do with all this other stuff.
Really?
And don't forget to get your official Yankit gear.
Yankit gear sold at every Yankit convenience store across
America.
T-shirt
today.
Your Yankit hat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Your Yankit button.
Mm-hmm. All Yankit stores sell Yankit gear with the twisty logo on the back.
Your Yankit fanny pack.
Mm-hmm.
And just in time for fall, your Yankit beret.
Right. And when July rolls around, your official Yankit can coolie.
Right. And now let's go right to Stupidville for a call. Stupidville, hello.
Hello?
This is a call that has been designated by the world's oldest phone screener, Joe Ardinger, as a call from Stupidville. So I'm just telling you all in advance.
Right.
Okay, well, I'm just checking to see if we're done talking about the Redskins.
And I'm just double-checking to make sure that you checked the program log, that it's our show, not your show.
And I didn't think we were talking about the Redskins. We were talking about Yankit, Twisties, and the official line of Yankit gear. Where were you?
Well, I guess I called right when you guys started talking about that. I love you guys.
Listen, regardless, I'm not going to go through this argument for the next 5 years with people. It's our show. Whatever we talk about on any given day, if you don't like it, whatever we're talking about, whatever it is, change the station.
And I have a question for you, caller.
Yes.
Have you been to a Yankit convenience store?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever put your twisty in a Yankit cozy?
I'd like to put my Yankit in Buzz, though. Is that possible?
Hey, a gay call from Stupidville.
Now, who knew that fags lived in Stupidville?
Fantastic.
Well, there's a few of us, but...
Very good.
I love you, Buzz.
I forget it, sir.
So, anyway...
Boy, he's close to winning a quarter-pound Yankit log.
This is... This is the guy from Stupidville.
Yeah.
This is the guy that just doesn't get the fact that we're doing a show wants to call to say, hey, can't we talk about something else? Tell me something. When you're watching television and the plot on a TV show isn't exactly the way you like it, do you call Ray Romano up at home and say, hey, Ray, I really don't like the way the plot's going on this week's episode?
No,
that's right, because Ray Romano's not accessible to you like we are. Trust me, if you called Ray Romano, he'd tell you to take your ass in your hat and get out.
Right.
I know, guys, I'm not calling to be a...
Doesn't matter, we're going to interrupt you again and remind you just to pop down to your local Yankee store, enjoy a Twisty, and wash it down with a sloppy.
And don't forget, free nacho cheese only at your local Yankee.
Mm-hmm. Yank it, sir.
All right. I'll yank it. I will.
Yank it good.
Very good.
I will.
Okay. Hey, Chris, is that your name, Chris?
Yes.
Hey, Chris, can we talk about something else now besides you and your petty complaints?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to move
talk
on.
Talk about anything you want.
We're going to move on.
Thank you.
Except you and your petty complaints.
Well, you can sure it's not officially, but it was going with the New York Yankees.
I'll continue to listen regardless.
Of course you will. So why'd you call then?
Because I wanted to talk to you guys.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sterling.
Move to Sacramento. Immediately.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Visit all participating Yankee stores for your little sloppy.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What was it like when you, the night of the election, and you have to talk to President Clinton? And had you talked to him much during the campaign directly? Probably not. I wouldn't talk to him.
Not a lot. We sort of talked past each other. We had two debates, but nobody showed up. but I called him, collect.
Nice talk.
Yeah. Well, you know, our campaign's been broke for months. Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
Mom, will you go back to the hotel?
Come and taste their friendship. The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, now that I don't like respect, but we played this one yesterday. What
you want? Oh, I love it. I can listen to that every day.
Yeah, hold on.
I guess not.
Well, I mean, we played it yesterday, though, so let me see what else we got. The Don and Mike
Show. How much?
Here it is. Something by Elvis.
Oh, yeah. Because, keep going.
I got the wrong box.
No, it's right. We've got to go into it a few seconds.
Is it Jailhouse Rock?
Well, now you skip to the middle.
Yeah, now hold on a second.
You looking for another one?
I bought the CD at Yank It.
Oh, no. Ron, that's impossible.
No, they don't sell them?
They don't sell CDs again.
We just sell cassettes. The Don and Mike Show.
Next to the maps.
Everybody like this one?
Yes.
Jet by Paul McCartney.
Very good song.
Always the exception to every rule ever made. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Okay, here's something from our fax machine. Oh, and again, boycott the Redskins game this weekend.
Right.
Don't go. I was just talking to a member of the staff who has to go anonymous. Because he would get fired if they knew that he was talking about this boycotting the Redskins this weekend for the Snyder. The guy said, what if since the station won't let us burn, have a mass burning of tickets?
Right.
This is a great idea. What if we got a bunch of people who had tickets for the Redskins game who didn't want to go?
Mm-hmm.
We asked them all to come down here to our studio. And then what we did was we got the tickets, let's say it's anywhere from 100 to 1,000, maybe 2,000 to 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did was we went down to a homeless shelter and donated the tickets to a homeless shelter.
It's a phenomenal idea.
Now, that way, people who would not normally...
have the privilege.
Get to go to the game, get to go, and mm-hmm. but because they're homeless, well, they don't have $8 for a beer.
Right.
So they're there, right. But they're not spending any money.
Yeah, well, they probably don't have cars either. How do we get them there?
Okay, well, that was the first area that I had a problem with.
Yeah, right.
When I was talking to this guy, I said, well, what about transportation? He said, well, and that's when he just started saying, well, that's where you and Mike should get buses. And I said, well, no, okay. No.
Yeah.
No, forget it. You know,
good
idea.
I like the idea, though. Now, what's one bus?
Very good idea. But, Mike, what if we could get hundreds of homeless people, though?
Mm-hmm.
What if we got so many homeless people that it would have to be a story on Fox?
Mm-hmm.
Like when they went to the shot of the crowd, they said, for whatever reason, this weekend at FedEx Field, there are 40,000 homeless people sitting in the stands. And not, and
I love it when people think out loud.
Keep in mind, not your clean homeless.
Right.
We're talking about...
Hey, you can't discriminate. Homeless is homeless.
But I would like the dirty homeless. Even if they had to dirty themselves up a little bit.
If they have
bit.
To fake it?
Yeah.
Right.
So, anyway, good idea. We'll let you know about that. Somebody faxed us in. We want to say hi to the guys and gals listening in at Kansas Rad Physics.
Hmm.
I guess it's in the Wichita area. Something
is that some sort of like hippie physics or what? It's rad, man.
Rad, man. A magazine, apparently. Lisa Remedy, a TV star of King of Queens,
right.
Is really branching out. As you can see here, Mike, a little article about Lisa Remedy in one of these magazines, one of these like Good Housekeeping,
right.
Women's Daytime magazines. Mm-hmm. As you see, it says... I'm from New York. I miss it. I have lots of family here. My family runs a restaurant in L.A. called Vivian's Millennium Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yum, yum.
Then she goes on to mention, of course, that Angelo works there.
He's the manager.
He makes a mean fried chicken.
Oh, does he really?
And now, for the first time ever, you can buy some of the same plates, martini glasses, grape pitchers, and swoon violet cocoa candles that they use at Vivian's restaurant.
Oh, that is fantastic.
As you can see the ad, Mike, it says, get Leah's look for less. The deluxe round platter is only $89.
That's good.
The red martini glass is $4.
Mm-hmm.
The silver grape pitcher is $125. Mm-hmm. And the cocoa candles are $28.
That is wonderful.
Now, there's the gal who knows... how to get it done. She knows
absolutely
how to market herself. We should be taking a page right out of her playbook.
Well, I think I might be.
Good old Lisa Remedy. And here is a call from Pittsburgh. Don and Mike show, Andy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are
Hi.
You?
We're doing great.
Radio
thanks.
Gods.
Hi.
Great, outstanding. The rocket scientists up here in Pittsburgh on 1550 The Edge
right.
have a JCPenney stock commercial. The sale is tomorrow, running repeated for at least the past 10, 15 minutes.
Now, is it on right now, or are we back on the air?
No, it's actually, I've lost your signal, but it was on. I only get you for about 20 minutes down the road. the station doesn't care very well.
That's always encouraging.
Well, but
so it's a plane,
you guys.
It's a powerhouse.
And, well,
it's
I'll almost, take that 20 minutes.
It's almost dark outside.
Yeah, that's right. Everything changes now in the land of AM.
As soon as it gets dark. So
I'm getting Uruguay.
So the good news from Pittsburgh is that we are on the air in Pittsburgh, but for the last 15 minutes they were running a JCPenney commercial.
Is it Uruguay?
That is.
Is it Uruguay or Uruguay?
Uruguay.
Uruguay?
Mm-hmm. Right. It's Paraguay. I thought it was Uruguay, not Uruguay.
I think that's why I asked, because Buzz, I think, had the story. When it's Uruguay.
Yeah, when we all went to school, they told us Uruguay, but right. Really the correct pronunciation is Uruguay.
All right. Got Very
good. All right. Thank gentlemen?
You. Yes.
Yeah. Ta-ta ass.
All right. Toodaloo ass.
Thanks. Glad to get that in.
That's how you say it. Then we get this. Now, we're late on this, but maybe we can help out, because generally we don't have the persona of being nice guys. I mean, Mike does, because we do the good cop, bad cop thing, but there are even people who don't like you.
Yeah, well, and you know, as everyone should know, it's an act.
Right. Dear Don and Mike, please, please, can you call my husband?
Thank you, Rob.
He loves your show, and he's been listening to you since you guys first came on the air. He's a coffee broker.
Hmm.
What? Now, whatever that is.
They sell coffee?
Or do they sell something else that they call coffee?
wink.
He works so hard that he would put a slave to shame. How hard he works.
Rob.
How you doing, Rob, now?
Rob.
See, now, this is why...
Anything.
This is why...
Anything.
This is why...
Jesus Christ.
I got to travel with a boy.
I know.
That's why I got to travel with him.
We understand.
All I got to do is read the line. You would put a slave to shame. Rob is slayed right now.
Mm-hmm.
How hard he works.
Mm-hmm.
He would be so happy if you would call him. It would make his day. We have recently got married... Hey, he's a lucky guy. We have recently got married on the 12th October 03. He may be with a customer, but if you leave him a message or a missed call, he will call you back. You will make his day. This will be a total surprise to him, as he doesn't know, and she's written the word no, N-O.
Oh, dear.
As he doesn't know that I am faxing a request to you guys. if you could call them today, 30 October, please. And that is from Sheila. Well, we're just two, three, four, or 5 days late.
That means it'll be a bigger surprise.
Let's give them a call.
And for Sheila, it's Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Yeah, for
yes.
Sheila. Okay, very good.
All right, hey, Robbie?
Yeah.
Come on. Who are we looking for?
Chile is child.
You want to talk to...
Chile.
What's the guy? Chile. Richard. Talk to Richard. He's the guy who was, he would put a slave to shame, Rob.
Wow.
And it's Kuala
Lumpur.
Oh, there you go.
Kuala Lumpur.
Kuala Lumpur.
And Buzz, you're right, I always learned it. Uruguay.
Uh-huh. Right. We all did, actually.
And they were wrong.
But the preferred pronunciation.
Voicemail?
Voicemail. You want to leave a message?
Yeah, Rob, would you leave a message with our best wishes, please?
Hi, Richard. This is Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Have a good day.
work the slavery thing.
And keep working so hard that you put a slave to shame. Your wife is very nice.
Yes.
Anything else?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Just give me the phone for a second. Hey, Richard. It's Don from Don and Mike. You want to say hi, Mike? Let me just pass the phone to Mike for a second.
Hi, Richard. Mike O'Mara here, urging you really to stop by your local participating Yankee store.
And who am I, Richard? You're a listener of the show. You know that I'm a dumb guy. But you got to know that even I know that when your wife is writing here, as he doesn't know that I'm faxing a request, that's K-N-O-W, not N-O.
Right.
So it's like if you wrote no way, you know, you'd laugh if I wrote K-N-O-W.
Of right. course.
W E I G A.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. See, that's a double joke. No way.
It's a silent K.
Anyway, as Mike said, see you at your participating Don and Mike's Yankit
store.
And don't forget about our special on batteries, the Yankit Crankit.
Yeah, they're the best. They're the absolute best. We're not talking about the kind you put in a flashlight. These are car batteries.
Right. And again, here's Rob.
Right.
Now, see, I was talking to the microphone, not into the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Richard, this has been a very serious call, and I hope you take all of this to heart. Bye. Bye, Ben.
Bye-bye.
All
right,
see,
well,
that was nice, and you cheered him up.
Now, who says we don't try to help out our
exactly.
listeners?
Exactly.
We really do try.
All the batteries are right next to the big stack of Yanker Pepper. You know, knock off. Everybody's got them.
You're right.
Okay, just as good as the real stuff. So good.
Yanker Pepper.
We're not going to reveal the syrupy formula.
No, don't do
it's
that.
Secret.
Yanker Pepper. It's the only exclusive Yankee cola.
And it's cold outside, so you want to get your Yankee blanket. It's from Don and Mike's Yankee.
All participating Yankee stores not affiliated with the New York Yankees.
Come on, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, gentle persons?
Howdy.
I was wondering at the Yankee General Store, do they sell Lysol and powder for the itchy feet?
Okay. That's only in Brockett, though.
Yeah, that's Brockett.
Oh, only at the Brockett,
Don
right.
likes Yankee in Brockett.
Yeah, Brockett location Yankee. Only.
Okay. Yeah, thank
or,
you.
Buzz, and Adam.
Buzz, would you say that again? You said that's
Brockett location only.
Thank you. We got to do this so we can finish the show. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come in. Hey, Grandma, I brought an old bunny rabbit for you to have.
Rabbit?
Hey, Grandma, you almost forgot. Grandma, what big eyes you got.
Yeah, I know. All right. Big eyes. Yeah, I know. Come on. Anytime, from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
Filling your radio with their intoxicating aroma, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, now the guy who we just called, mm-hmm. to be nice, we just called the guy with his wife, sent us a letter. The guy's on the phone now.
All right.
His name is Richard.
Richard, don't hide from your feelings.
Just make sure it's him for a second.
Hello, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Is this the guy we just called?
Yes, sir, it is.
Great. Hold on a moment, please. Rob, would you pass along our best wishes to him? He's on line 3.
Hi, Richard. Hi, this is Rob, and I work with Don and Mike, and they would like to send along their warmest regards. I'm sorry?
Tell them that we're going to send them a certificate for a free icy sloppy at Yankit.
What it is you will get a gift certificate good for a free icy sloppy at your participating Yankit dealer.
Yankit showroom.
Yankit food store.
Food store. That's what we decided during the break.
Yeah. I will pass it along if they have some time.
Don and Mike's Yankit food store.
That's right.
You can put a bag on hold for a second. We can talk to him for a second.
I understand.
Boy, he's a chatterbox, isn't he?
Very busy. Hold on, okay?
What's he got to say, Robbie?
He's a big fan.
Oh, okay.
And he talks.
He talks and talks.
Here he is now. Hi, I'm Richard.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Yeah, we're doing very well.
What's your favorite? Right, what's your favorite? So, hold on.
All
what's,
right.
What's your favorite food store?
My favorite food store would be, in this case, Safeway.
No.
Now you're in a hole now.
Hold on, please.
Wrong answer.
Jeez. All right, Rob. Christ. Pick it up again.
And you try to get something off the ground. You try to get in people's consciousness.
Try to do something nice for people.
You blew it, Dick. You should have said Yankit. Yankit food store.
You blew it, Dick.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, but I'll doubt they'll come to you again because they're harboring a grudge. No, you just hold on. They're very busy. Remember, what's the name of the store?
Yankit.
Yankit.
He'll be quiz more.
Yankit food store.
Hold on.
All right, but you're right. We won't go back to him right away.
But when we go back to him, I'm going to ask him, what's America's favorite snack treat?
Hello, he won't get that.
Oh, no. Well, he better.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
It's a different guy now. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
What's America's favorite snack treat?
Yankit.
Wrong. This is a different guy, though.
Okay,
that's where you get it.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Rob from Hutchinson.
Yes, hi there.
Hey, Buzz, hi. How you doing?
Hi, good, hi.
Big fan of... Hutchinson, you know, we're on the western suburb of Yoder.
Buzz, what the hell's he talking about? Because he's talking to you.
Hutchinson is a town not far from Wichita.
On the other side of Yoder? I feel like I'm, I'm watching Star Wars. Episode 3.
No, Yoder, not Yoda.
You're watching the New York version.
A store I will visit.
Hey, Yoder.
Hey.
Hey, Yoder, come here.
People in Hutchinson have to drive to Wichita to get to a Yankit store.
Ah, very good.
I got to put you in play. Hold on just a moment. You're too valuable a caller to just be on just by yourself. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I'm calling from Toronto. And I just wanted to know if you're going to have any Yankit stores in Canada.
Can you hold on, please? We'll come back to you. That's a guy from Canada.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how are you today?
And listen, don't forget, for you guys in Canada and wherever the weather is conducive to this,
mm-hmm.
Yankit now sells fresh bait.
Fresh bait at participating Yankit food stores.
Hello.
Hello.
And in Canada, don't forget the duty-free Yankits.
Yes, duty-free Yankits. You can get it. You know, if you have the time, you go over the line and you get your Yankit batteries free, practically.
You're on the air. What can we do for you? You, sir.
Oh.
Right there.
I know a family that actually drives all the way from Rochester over the Canadian border, comes back with maybe 10, 11 cases of Yankit pepper.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I was just wondering if the slogan for the Yankit stores is that's where food comes out.
Yes, now we have tried.
Every now and then you get a good one.
We have tried to keep that under wraps.
Yankit.
But yes, Yankit.
That's where food comes out.
What is your name, my friend?
Phil.
And where are you from?
Phil.
D.C. Phil, okay, Phil, you won the core prize pack and a pizza from Papa John's.
Cool.
It's from in-demand pay-per-view. You can see the core on TV, and also you get the free pizza. So there you go. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Hold on just a second. Now let's go back to the guy who we originally called.
That would be Dick.
To wish him a happy day because mm-hmm. his wife sent us a letter.
The coffee bag.
Dick. Richard.
Yes, sir.
What is America's favorite hottest convenience store?
Yankit food store.
Yes, that's very good. You've learned your lesson.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I have a follow-up if you're interested.
You won't get it, Mike.
What's America's favorite snack product?
Yankit batteries?
Not batteries. And don't forget, when you're at your participating Don and Mike Yankit, and you're waiting for your instant...
Yankit food store, come on.
Yeah, okay, the food store, and you're there for your impossible contest tickets. Don't forget to buy a Yankit Shamrock
mm-hmm.
to support retarded radio people.
They're very good.
What you do is you go into the store and then you think of the person who's working in radio who's retarded.
Right.
For instance, when I was in Yanka today, I had some spare change and I put it in the thing and the guy had the shamrock and he said, "Which retarded radio person do you want?" And I said, Cameron Gray.
And then he immediately took your money, your $2, put it up on the wall with all the other shamrocks.
It's right up there. So that's the Yankee shamrock.
Right next to Rick Dees and Jack Diamond.
Part of that money goes straight to Cameron.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're the guy we called. Hold on, please.
Yes.
Hold on.
Very good.
We'll get right back to you.
We'll take care of that.
Where's the guy? Let me find the guy in Kansas that we were talking to.
Hutchinson.
Buzz's friend. Yes, hello, Don and Mike.
That's the guy that lives east of Gozer.
Hello? Yozer.
Yozer.
Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just listening yesterday about you guys dogging all the football owners and stuff.
No, just little Dan Snyder.
Just little Dan Snyder, okay.
Right. Here we go in 3-2.
Well, I totally agree with you guys. You know, there are some real dinks out there, and I'm a big Kansas City Chiefs fan. And
yeah, your call is important to us. Can you hold on, please?
Hang on. Sure. Be right back.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I have some syrupy liquid for Buzz.
You know, this is a bad sell, but I think it would be a good call if it wasn't a bad sell.
I believe
sell.
It's Jorge.
It's Jorge.
On a bad sell.
You, Jorge?
Oh,
up,
too bad.
Down. He's gone.
He was calling near Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I just wanted to guess what America's favorite snack food is.
Well, you want to take a crack at it?
Go ahead.
The Yankit Line 1 wafer?
No, it's not.
Don't try to write the jokes yourself.
Yeah, that's only one time a year.
We've already given out the answer to what America's favorite snack is.
And that would be Yatza.
That's the thing that only comes out once a year.
Right.
Attention.
And those delicious Yankit hard-boiled eggs.
Attention.
Pickled.
Not pickled.
Thinking about pre-Easter, right?
No, I'm Passover.
Oh, but I'm also thinking about our Easter tree.
Oh, well, that's an entire line of products.
Get your Yankit Peeps.
Mm-hmm. The same Peeps taste just like the real ones.
Sort of.
Right.
Rob, well, we've had the blind taste test, and what we do is we get blind people, and we send them down a room. We said, these are store-bought marshmallow Peeps.
Right.
These are Yankit Peeps.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us which is which.
Yankit Peeps slightly discolored.
Now, everybody's calling with this. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I was wondering, you guys were talking about food items, but do you guys have Yankit beach towels?
Yes.
Yeah, of course
only,
we do.
Only in the summertime.
Who doesn't?
Only in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to Yankit, sign the thing.
The shamrock.
No, not for the retarded radio people.
Oh, really?
Sign the petition that says you're not going to go to the Redskins game this week.
There you go, absolutely.
But I want to keep throwing that into the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that. And on the way out, don't forget that there will be that that tiny little, actually it's real size, but it's like a miniature little replica of Dan Snyder, but it's real size. It's plastic. And what we've done is we've cut a hole in the top of his head.
Very good.
And with your spare change, you put it in and someday Yankit Incorporated, Yankit Co.
will buy it by the team.
Will own the team.
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for.
Yeah, that's right.
2030.
Because we want to own the team.
That's the target date, incident.
Don't go to the Redskins game this weekend. We're asking for an official boycott because the team is so effed up.
And the reason you might be wrong, you know, why 2030? Why so long? Well, it's not just the team, but it's the rights to name Yankit Field.
And we want to change the name of the team itself.
Right.
And it won't be the Washington Reds. It'll be the Don and Mike Yankits.
Yankits.
Mm-hmm. You know, or simply Yankits. D&M's Yankits.
That's still, you know, really in its working stage. It could be the Yankskins.
Go Yankits.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, it's the guy again. Dick, Richard.
Yeah, this is me. Hey, Don, how you doing?
So, Richard, your wife sent us a letter saying that you're a coffee broker.
That is what I am, sir.
Now, what do you really sell?
Well, I'll have to tell you that off the air.
Okay, I figured as much, because I figured you couldn't really be a real coffee broker.
Of course not. What kind of coffee do you sell?
I mean, again, Mike, remember that movie we were just talking about, Clear and Present Danger?
Yes.
Remember when Harrison Ford says to the guy, the guy says to Harrison Ford, well, I can't tell you where the bad guy is, but so-and-so makes a delightful cup of coffee.
Amen.
And they go there, and that's where the bad guys have all their guns and stuff.
That's how they found them.
The cartel guy.
Very interesting plot line. Not that funny, though, Dick.
Well, listen, Don. Like the kind of coffee I sell is Jabberama. I sell Jabberama.
Now, I would think if you're selling a product, you ought to be able to pronounce it a little better.
Mike, don't you know about Jabberama coffee?
Jabberama, what?
Everybody loves Jabberama coffee.
That's Jabberama.
Jabberama.
Java,
J-A-V-A, oh,
Java.
Java? I'll let you dollars to donuts. It's not nearly as good as Yank Full of Nuts.
No, it's better. It's better than Yank Full of Nuts. Well, listen, the coffees we got are all flavored coffees. I don't want to do advertising for them, but we got great coffee.
Yankin House, good to the last drop.
Yankin House, good to the last drop.
This is Yankin.
Well, listen, next time I'm in Yankin Food Store, I'm going to buy Yankin Shamrock.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
See you later.
I mean, Dick.
See you, Clyde.
Bye-bye. Nice talking to you.
All right, Willie.
I don't even get what he's doing now.
He's just playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Games.
I'm having fun with you guys.
Good for you.
All right, bye, Dick.
All right, see you later, Tom.
His name is Richard.
Yeah, that's what I call him, Dick.
Okay. Okay, all right, Ernest.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Bella, fellas.
All right, are you going to get off the phone or what?
Yeah, I will, Mike. You know, I love talking to you.
Man. I know you do. I know you're excited.
Okay, thanks. All right, thank you.
Yeah, no. Okay, we'll see you next time there, okay?
Okay, fellas.
Bye, Dick.
Take it easy, Willie.
Bye, Dick.
All right, Willie.
Bye, Dick.
Okay.
Wow. He hangs in there.
Oh, there's nothing quite like childlike fun, is there?
Yeah, no.
And the next time you're there, refreshing your breath with peppermint Yanktoids.
Ah, they're the best.
Who doesn't like a nice Yanktoid?
You know, I tell everybody that anything you can get in any convenience store in America, you can get for half price at Yankit.
Yeah,
I play with Yanktoids all the time.
No. Yanktoids, T-O-I-D-S, as in Altoids.
Not Yanktoids.
Yanktoids are from the adult section of Don and Mike's Yankit, right next to the beef.
Oh, I've seen those.
Right next to the jerky.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankit jerky.
Yanktoids are curiously different.
They got any beef sticks?
Oh, my God.
I can't believe. See, this is why we don't do nice stuff for people.
Right.
This is why we don't call when we get a nice letter from
because he's just going on and on and on.
Okay, Mike. Okay, I'm leaving.
All right, bye.
Okay, all right, Don.
Bye, Dick.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye.
See you, Clyde.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, then.
Bye, fellas.
Bye, fellas.
Come on, hang up, please.
Bye-bye. I'll see you later.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye, Robert.
Was that Robert Mailman? Or
he said Robert Angry Mailman says fellas all the time.
Oh, okay.
All right, fellas.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Radio Guys. How are you guys today?
We're doing very well, thanks.
That's good.
We've not gotten to one thing that I have on my list for the show today.
Robert the Angry Mailman would never have stayed on the phone that long.
No.
And listen, when you're out at Yankit this weekend,
mm-hmm.
You know how everybody has their cheerleaders? Don't forget to look out for the Don and Mike Yank Skanks.
They're the best.
The Yankit Skanks, the Yank Skanks, they'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't make it for the big-time cheerleading squads.
Right.
And a lot of them have the painful drip, drip, drip.
Yeah, it's
but the Yank Skanks are there for you.
Some of them were pros in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're older than most cheerleaders.
And they're pros.
But you know what? I think every woman looks good in a one-piece.
Hello, Don and Mike. What do you want? Are you
speaking? Hey.
So nothing. Come on.
Hey, guys, I'm standing in your Yankit store up here in Niagara Falls, Canada, and you're all out of my mother's a whore bumper stickers.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
We have to get on that.
Now, see, we're not going to yell at that.
That's
right. No, you know.
Guy, that's a funny
thing. This will draw to a close.
I think it may have already drawn to a close.
That might be the next segment.
Thank you for calling from Canada. Bye-bye. Which is why we played it.
Take off.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, we hung up.
There he goes.
Why say goodbye?
Why say goodbye when the dulcet...
It won't stop.
when the dulcet tones of the telephone mm-hmm. are just there, just that click. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, can I talk to Don and Mike?
They're very busy right now, unless you're calling about Yankit.
Of course.
What did you want to say about Yankit? Because I have to scream this call.
Just want to know if Yankit's selling turkeys.
You know,
if they sell turkeys.
I'm really trying not to like these, but I can't.
I agree. And what else? Go ahead with it. You're going to finish it. What about the Yankit turkey?
Hello?
Hello?
Well, to answer his question, we have a full line of Turkey Roll.
What did you want to say about Yankit?
Now he's just thinking himself. Oh, my God, please.
Well, yeah, as far as turkeys and Yankit, two words. Fresh kill.
Hello. Dynamite. Hey, hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Casting gloves.
Hey, we happen to be on the phone with Yankit employee of the month, Joe Arden.
This is always a good barometer. Joe, you getting tired of the Yankit calls yet?
Joe.
No, not at all, really. It's very funny.
Very good. Okay. Yeah. He's a good barometer.
I see you've got, my God, you've got over 10 calls lined up on the other bank of phones, which maybe you've noticed I've been ignoring now. Joe, out of all of these calls, 1 through 10, the one that I'm looking at would be, that I think maybe is the funniest, is the guy from New York who's calling in and says he's got the Yankit.
Bingo.
The Yankit jingle?
I was going to say, go do it.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Right. Sure.
Yankit jingle?
All right, that's what it says on the screen.
Very good.
Great.
The Yankit jingle. Hello? Yeah, go with your Yankit jingle. Matthew.
Matthew, are you there?
See, this is the problem. These calls are screened, and yeah. I'm desperately trying to get him. Matthew.
Yankit twisters are so good that they'll make ye shout. Yankit general food stores where food comes out.
All right, thank you. And don't forget, boycott the Redskins game this week. I'm serious about
it. I like it when you're promoting two causes at once.
Well, I don't want this whole Yankit thing to get out of control.
Well, right. What you're doing is taking money from someone and putting it somewhere else.
Absolutely. So boycott the Redskins because we don't like Snyder. We don't like what he's doing. Now, man, we're gonna miss this MILF thing again. We do the MILF game tomorrow. Oh. Let me just all this stuff. You know, I don't know why I waste time. I should just be like Mike. I should just come in every day. Whatever happens, happens.
No problem. Yeah, I didn't think what happened today was any nice thing, though.
What's that?
You didn't like what happened today.
Well, all right. Very briefly, I'll tell you. We're up on a break. It was a bizarro world today.
Yeah.
That normally I get here before Mike. I sit at the desk, I do my work, and I wait until 15 minutes until the show, until Mike comes in, and then we chat, and we come down and do
sometimes
the show.
10.
Yeah. Well, today I get here a couple minutes late because there's a giant traffic jam. I get here like 5 minutes later, and I go up there. And
I was there 15 minutes before you.
Not only is he there early, he's in the office that we share, and I gladly share it with Mike. He's my partner and my buddy. But Mike has the couches and I have the desk. He's sitting at the desk and he's eating. Normally that would be okay, but he's eating a whole chicken.
And half a chicken.
And he's eating it with his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the amount of food doesn't matter. It's the fact that
chicken and green beans.
He's got the big greasy hands.
Those Yankit roasters are great.
Oh, they were delicious.
And he's eating, and I walk in, and he's sitting at the desk, and he never sits at the desk, and I look up, and he goes, hey, I'm at your desk. And he's also taken control of the television.
I have, and that you should thank me for.
Yeah, Mike turned on the Sharon Osbourne show.
Because we watch our stories when we're in there, and it's kind of a routine. And you're a creature of habit, and I know you don't like to divert from the regular programming, but I stand by the show we were watching.
No, as do I. The Sharon Osbourne show today was great for one reason.
Every Yankit roaster has three drumsticks.
Alec Baldwin, or as I like to call him, Alex Baldwin.
Yankit roaster is genetically altered.
Was on the Sharon Osbourne show, and I think we can say, honestly,
right,
that Alec Baldwin is now fatter than either one of us or Rob or Charlie.
Yeah.
Anybody on this show that's
Alec
fat.
Baldwin has put on some weight.
Alec Baldwin is sloppy fat.
Wow.
I would guess he's about 6'2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
My guess for him, 280 to 290.
He was a big man.
I would put him at over 3 bills.
It depends on his height, but he has definitely got the weight where he can.
When he stood up, he looked skinnier, but when he was sitting on that couch, he looked like Marlon Brando.
Easier to suck it in when you stand up.
Yeah.
I know.
And we were just having a grand old time. Once I cleaned off my chicken off Don's desk, we were having a great time watching the Sharon Osbourne show. And you know, Rob was right. It'll never be as good as it was today with Alec Baldwin in bed with Sharon Osbourne.
Sharon Osbourne does a segment on her show where she gets in bed.
Right.
Right.
And I was just sitting there and thinking, this is a bizarro world. I've walked into work today. Mm-hmm. Mike's here first. He's sitting at my desk. Mm-hmm. He's eating. He's eating with his hands. And
well, the deal is this.
The greasy handprints everywhere. And we're not watching One Life to Live. We're watching the Sharon Osbourne show.
It was a great day. It really was. It won't get me here any earlier. But
Alec Baldwin,
right.
Watching fat Alec Baldwin.
Wow. Much fun.
Made us laugh every time. Made us laugh out loud.
Sure.
You see, I don't have a desk. I have a cocktail table, which is the way I like it.
I know.
And I rarely eat in the office. As a matter of fact, when I eat, if I'm going to have something where I want to sit down and eat, I come in here and sit at my place here because it's a perfect lunch table.
Right.
In fact, that's about all it is to me. And I normally do that. But today, I wanted the pleasure of eating my half a chicken and also watching television.
Sure.
And there it was. And I flip when I'm in control of the remote. If I'm there and Don's not there, I flip around and check everything out. And Don, by way of example, to show me how it felt to have something on that he didn't want to watch, said, because we compromise on the stories. We laugh at the stories.
One Life to Live is what we end up...
Yeah,
the
compromise.
Because Mike will,
we just sit there and mock it together, and it's right, a perfect compromise.
Because Mike will watch, given a choice of like CNN or MSNBC, I'll watch a dumb ESPN football show.
But the thing, the tiebreaker, when he really hit home about what it's like to change the channel, he popped on that Star Trek TNG.
Oh.
And he knows that I run from that like the plague.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I see your point. I understand. Now, the issue of the chicken eating, sitting at the table, the cocktail table in front of my flesh-colored sofa, which I'm, you know what, which I'm personally going to change.
You've said that before.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to Value City and I'm going to change that.
Why don't I just go to Yankee?
You're going to, well, yeah, I'm not going to sit there. If you buy the air pump.
If you're going to go to Value City to buy furniture, you might as well go to Yankee.
Well, Yankee Air Mattress is not a bad product.
Don't go to Value City for upholstery.
Really?
Really.
Well, I want leather. Well, they don't have leather at Value City.
You don't get leather at Value City.
Well, you get imitation leather. Yeah. You get vinyl, and that's perfectly good.
Didn't we go through this with my wife one time when you bought, like 15 years ago, when you bought a couch for
$200? I bought a whole pit group at Value City, and it was a lovely Kelly Green.
My wife told me it was all made of cardboard.
It was cardboard. Well, it was stapled on the back, which, you know, if you adjusted yourself the wrong way, it would pull out. But the reason I went to your desk is because sitting at the cocktail table, you have to bend from the waist. You have to bend yourself in half, and it's just not a pleasant way, and I'm not going to sit on that floor.
I understand.
I know what's been on that floor.
Right. What's still there?
What's still, which probably has never been cleaned.
Hey, speaking of, I know something that was on that desk.
You mean your desk?
Yeah.
Same desk?
Yeah.
Same desk you had downstairs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what was on that desk besides other people, my friend? You and the ex. You had sex with your ex on my desk.
Well, hey, that's alleged.
That's a legend.
I don't think you could produce witnesses.
Well, I think I could put on my
Rob. No, no, you weren't there.
I think I could put on my CSI glasses though.
Hot wife.
Yeah, and figure out where all the spots are.
Back in the day.
You know what I'm saying.
Back in the day.
All right, and Mike, we've just...
And I don't care if she gets mad. I loved every minute of it.
From IMDb.com, Alec Baldwin is only 5'11".
Really? That's my height.
And mine.
Wow.
So as we were...
God, he looked bigger.
It's because he's fat.
He is fat. Well, his weight, I've read his weight fluctuates over the years, but this time he might be at an all-time high.
Ain't it great, though, to be able to say... And go ahead, look at a picture of us. We're fat guys.
Yeah, we'd be fatter than him on TV.
I don't think so.
I think he would dust us on TV.
If we were on TV, we would know enough to hold our stomachs in.
Yeah, I mean, you'd sit on the couch like that. He was sitting there. But you see, the thing is, he had a flowing like overshirt, like a dress shirt that he was wearing untucked, and you could still see his gut.
He was wearing it like a muumuu. He had a dress shirt on that was untucked.
He didn't used to be that way. He's let himself go.
Mm-hmm. And you all would have the common sense to comb your goddamn hair.
His hair looked like he just got out of bed.
Wow. We got a break. Boy, you can relate, can't you? How you doing, Fatso?
Charlie Broyant, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm doing good, thanks.
Our producer just walked in. Charlie, for the record.
Yes.
How much weight have you gained over the last year?
Over the last year, probably 15 pounds.
15 pounds? Mm-hmm. And he's a small guy, so that's more noticeable.
Like 25%.
Right.
Right.
25%.
I gain 15 pounds, and people look at me and say, have you done something to your eyebrows?
Viagra.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
These pipes are clean.
Mm-hmm.
And how?
The Don and Mike Show. Are they strong? Listen, bud. They've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Stop, look, and listen. That's my philosophy. That's rubbernecking, baby.
Hi.
Listen, here's my wife calling.
Baby,
hey, baby.
Wait.
And know you're busy. You got...
Hang on, I dropped you.
Darling?
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm just on the phone during the break with my wife.
Is she working?
I'm getting ready to go to my class.
Gotcha. Just as you asked today, I didn't say anything about where you're working or what you're doing.
All right.
But I mentioned how happy and proud I was that you you are... the boy's been gone for like 2 months. And you're not sitting on your ass, just out there eating and doing whatever you do. You're out there. You're getting it done. You're going to school. You're getting a job, and I couldn't be happier.
Good.
I mentioned that, and mm-hmm. somebody called in and said, "Well, does this mean she's not going to be on the show anymore?" And I said, "Well, no. You'll be on the show. Just how funny does this sound when you're out of work?"
Right.
I mean, or
when you leave work,
or mm-hmm. when you have no class.
Yeah, I'm not officially working anyway. I'm kind of just getting my toe in, so I will still be available. You can make it more lucrative, and maybe I could be.
I like it. I like it the way it is. I like you pulling your weight a little bit.
Yeah,
I will somehow.
Oh, yeah, thanks, because I was so lazy before.
And I will somehow. Well, there was a British lady who thought you were when I mentioned the fact that you have a cleaning lady. Oh, and I guess I'll tell you this when I get home tonight. I had really a moment today. Alicia left, and those two girls were in there, the gypsy girls, who I don't know their names.
Right.
And they don't speak English.
No.
And they were in the bathroom, and I had to get cleaned up to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying, "I need you to leave so I can take a shower." And I pointed to the shower, and she was just standing there with a vacuum hose in her hand, smiling at me. So finally, I turned the shower on, and she still didn't get it. So then I had to take my shirt off before she finally figured out.
She ran away.
But that I wanted to take a shower. All right, baby.
I hope they come back next week.
And the good news for you, I know you get bored when we go to these games. You don't like going to the games. You read magazines at football games.
I like the games. I just don't watch them. I love being with you.
We are officially boycotting the Redskins game this weekend, and very seriously, I'm asking all of the listeners of this show to boycott the game this weekend because Snyder's such a prick. Let's show him. Let's hit him.
It's a protest.
Mm-hmm. Let's hit him where it hurts. Let's hit him in his big, fat wallet because he's already got our money for the tickets. But he won't get our money for the parking and for the concessions.
That's pin money to him.
But, hey, Mike, you get 10 or 20,000 people not giving him that.
You're right.
Money. Yeah. And, oh, boy. And not to mention the fact, baby, you should feel the hatred that I'm getting from the people that run this station. The jerk faces that run this station.
But it's a good, warm, fuzzy feeling.
Yeah, I love it because it's like they're mad, but they're not mad about anything to do with a contract or anything.
Right.
Basically, here's what it is. They're mad that I'm asking people, like people are going to do what I say anyway.
Mm.
They're mad that I'm asking people to boycott a sports team because the owner is a little prick.
Well, you wouldn't know what to do if they weren't mad at you anyway. You
right.
like it like that.
It's a comfort zone.
Yes.
Love it. So anyway, don't worry about going to the game this weekend.
All right, good. And I request, if I'm in school or I'm busy doing other stuff and I can't listen as regularly as I used to.
Yes.
I have a request for our listeners. Well, not our, because I don't do anything, but your listeners, I guess.
Yeah.
If they hear you get out of line and do stuff that's bad and that I would not like, if
right.
they would please let me know run into anybody, when I see anybody that goes.
Isn't that why we have your mom out there already?
That's why we have my mom. That's why we have my family, and I would appreciate any other outside help.
Right, got it. No problem.
Would this be the nudity police?
Yeah, right.
She always thinks there's more happening here than there really is.
Yeah.
But that's fine, because very soon the tables will be turned when I get insanely jealous because of your work.
Will you be working in an environment with men?
Yes. Oh, no. She doesn't want to answer. Baby, you don't want to answer a lot of questions about this, right?
Well, I'm not doing anything yet. I mean, I'll let you know as it progresses.
But
right now I'm just going to school, and I'm interning, doing stuff, working what I'm doing.
She's very close. And let me just say, work or no work, I'm already very jealous of your sexy professor. I don't even know who.
Do you know who he is?
No, I don't even.
Do you know if I have women or male professors?
I don't know. And I know since you're going to be busy tonight, I guess it's dinner at Yankit for me again.
Mm-hmm. Ah, no, nothing bad about a dinner at Yankit.
I got to go. I'm going to be tardy.
All right, love you. I'll see you later.
Love you too. Bye.
All right, bye, honey.
Try the Yankit burrito.
Bye bye.
Oh man, that's fantastic.
Now tonight,
Mexican.
Tomorrow. Oh God, let me see. Tomorrow the MILF game.
Yay!
We've not played that.
Wonderful.
The flushies and the flurries. We've not talked about that.
What are flushies and the flurries?
Plushies and furries.
Flushies. I wrote
flushies. Flushies is that's a toilet thing.
Yeah, that would be flushies.
Flushies you can buy a flurry.
Are stuffed animals and flushies. Furries are
sloppy rub
furry costumes that people dress
what
up
you're
in.
You're stealing from McDonald's.
From CSA. And also tomorrow we'll be taking your calls. This is exciting. What would your wife do? This is a contest we're going to do on Thursday. You got to be in studio. You got to have your wife come down here.
Mm-hmm.
What would your wife do to win a trip to Dallas for you to go to the WWE Survivor Series?
Very, very good.
What would your wife do? What would she do on her own? And what would she do if you coerced her into doing it?
Yeah, you've got a good relationship. Are you going to ask for wives to just call in, or do you want husbands calling in for their wives?
The husbands call in for their wives.
That's always fun because in many cases, the husbands are much more creative in that situation.
That's tomorrow. Now, tonight, let me say, I know Buzz has the news coming up, and we'll be talking about the Letterman baby.
Right.
The other bit of showbiz news is that tonight, the John Ritter show, the dead John Ritter,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they're still, ABC is still, even though he's dead, they're milking him. They're looking at a dead guy.
Mm-hmm.
They got his last interview that he did
mm-hmm.
that they're going to put on 2020 this week.
Right.
Tonight he'll be replaced by James Garner. Now, James Garner will not be playing the role of
father, right?
John Ritter. He'll be playing John Ritter's father or father-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Father-in-law.
Here now is the very tasteful way that they dealt with the death of John Ritter
mm-hmm.
Before an episode of Hollywood Squares a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Listen to this heartfelt plea by Fonzie, and then listen to the very, very smooth segue
mm-hmm.
from the remorseful feelings right into the beginning of the show.
A few weeks ago, we lost a very dear member of our family. John Ritter was not only one of the most talented people I ever met, he was also one of my best friends. And the shows that you're going to be watching this week were shot just a short time before John's untimely passing. We thought we would share them with you so that we could together celebrate not only his life, but also what he loved doing the most, mm-hmm. making us laugh.
Then the screen fades to black, and
it's all happening. Oh, my God.
Now, we did no editing on that. That's exactly
right.
How it ran on TV.
That was the respectful pause.
That it was Fonzie mm-hmm. talking and then just a pause, and then it's the square. So
they jump right into it.
So the question is, how will James Garner react tonight to playing the essentially stepping up and taking the role of a dead guy?
Now. Hold on a second. What are you doing? What is all this talk about Yankee stores?
You
such thing, you're making it up. It's completely fabricated.
You
don't understand this.
Real. You seem to James doing fine. JG.
Good to see you. My name is Jim on the show too. That's what I'm going to go by.
Good.
And I'm not going back to TV, serial television, unless you let me call myself by my first name.
Now it seems to me that you are a man of class.
I'm a man of class.
In the broadcasting industry.
Thank you very much.
So why would you be going in for sloppy seconds on dead John Ritter?
Now, there you go with your tawdry talk all the time. You're always talking that kind of... What do you mean sloppy sex? That's a sexual reference.
Okay.
You know, I can't stand the fact that you bring it right into the potty or the vagina every time I come on your show. I don't understand why you have to be so totally obsessed with sexuality.
The first person to
sick
say
to my stomach.
Vagina on today's show. You're the first.
I can point out, I've never had a queer experience. More than I can say with that Winkler fella.
So,
wow.
When they called you up...
I don't need wow from you, Curly.
Sorry, Mr. Garner.
Don't need any comments from you either.
When they called you up...
I've read your dossier, too. I know you're pinker. You're pinker than Railroad Speed. Absolutely, commie.
They call you up and they say, John Ritter's dead. We want you to take over the show. Isn't there any...
Now, hold on.
Isn't there any part of you that says...
I've got to tell you.
That says, this is...
They didn't call me. They called my agent, and I needed the work.
So they called Don Ephraim up.
The fact is, Mr. Ephraim called me and said, we got an opportunity for you to save a network. Will you go in and replace John Ritter? I said, the guy's dead. Why don't they just cancel the show?
Yeah.
He said, they can't do that. Will you come to the rescue? I said, I'd like to do that as a friend of the network, and that's why I'm popping back in there. Hope everybody watches 9 Simple Rules. Should be a fantastic
program. I think
program.
It's 8 Simple Rules.
Not until I came on the show. It's 9 Simple Rules, too. You know what that is?
What?
Number one rule. No queers on the set. It's the way I look at it. Sorry. It's the way I got to be. It's the way I've been my whole life. Tell that right now.
Don't I know that?
They got me out of the box, and let's make TV. That's right. I'm familiar. It's all about self-realization, knowing who you are, where you're going, what you're going to be. And I'll tell you right now, I'm about an inch away from being in the ground.
Now, this brings me to my last question.
Fire away.
Did you sign a contract with ABC that gives you some type of bonus if, during the next four episodes that you're signed to be on the show, that you die?
Well, the fact is that they've made a clause in there, and I'm uninsurable.
Oh,
that's the truth.
Because you're so near death?
Because of the situation with the producers. They're in desperate situations, and they're desperate times, desperate measures. They waive the death clause for me. And the fact that I keel over during one of the tapings, the fact of the matter is the show will go on. They won't have to worry about me, but I am working without a net, which is totally uninsured. Because if they took a look at my CAT scan, I swear to God, they never would have committed before.
Well, then the last thing I'll ask you, before we go to Buzz.
Just want to say, Liberace, Richard Simmons, David Guest, no guest stars on my show. Want to keep it that way.
Your thoughts.
No tribute to Siegfried or Roy either.
Your thoughts about the late John Ritter.
Mine?
Yours.
Are you trying to get me to do a Winkler thing?
Well, I know that really you don't care about John Ritter, do you?
In fact, I never met him.
Did you ever watch Three's Company?
Didn't care for it.
Why?
Thought it was a little too kinky. he was queer on that show, wasn't he?
Well, he pretended to be queer.
I tell you, I didn't care for that one little bit. Hetero, funny, okay. That's the kind of jokes I like. Bring a woman in, she's got big breasts, I'll make jokes all day long. But none of that rubbing up against another fella thing. I'm not comfortable with it, and I don't expect my viewers to be either. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is James Garner.
Okay, here we go. Here's the statement.
As many of you know, we've lost an American treasure. I'm talking, of course, about the late Bob Hope. But that's not to mention John Ritter in the same sentence, because he's not quite as good. But I'm here to save the show. 9 simple rules for dating my granddaughter.
All right, well,
I'll tell you right now, I look forward to it. Saving the show, pulling it out of the abyss. You might have remembered me on several great westerns. I'm looking forward to it.
Are you on the Rockford Files?
Yeah. No nipple ring. With Peg Bundy or Susie Plachette. Looking forward to her joining the cast, too.
Oh, that's
Susie Plachette. Or as we used to call her, the box. Looking forward to it.
I'm just saying that her vagina smelled like an ashtray.
Now, that's not called for. You're not qualified to make those kind of comments.
You said vagina.
I like vaginas. That's what I like. It's all about vaginas. And I heard a whole show on vaginas. Won't bother me a bit.
I heard that Suzanne Plachette smells like an ashtray.
Doesn't smell like anything at all. She's got a raspy voice. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, her vagina doesn't talk now, does it?
Well, maybe it does.
It might actually.
Maybe it does.
Susie's a good lady.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
no gag
one
reflex.
Man found a way to bring good news to his people.
All of me.
He made it up.
Take all of me. Take me.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments? James, thank you for coming by.
Where's my twisty?
Hey, what's your favorite food store?
Food stores, Yankit food stores. All across the great fruited plain. I love my Yankit food stores.
What's your lead story tonight, Buzz?
Today, David Letterman's baby mystery.
Oh, so we still don't know?
We still don't know.
We still don't know.
Ah, who cares? I'm just concerned about my favorite Yankit product.
Which is?
Yanklax.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
And Jimmy?
Tastes more like chocolate.
Jimmy G, that was very...
That's professional, Don.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A kind word need not cost much. With half a loaf of bread and an empty cup, I found myself two friends. Don and Mike.
Yeah, time for Buzz's news now. Yeah. Buzz brought to you by Veramax Sexual for Pleasure. Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
Dr. Develop clinically tested Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax, 1-888 Try VMAX. Well, maybe you're like me and you're TiVo Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't watch it every. Normally, I let him catch up on the weekend.
Yeah, right.
Because I think the best part of Letterman is just like Regis and Kelly. The best part is the opening segment.
Mm-hmm.
I think the same on our show. And I like a day like today when it's pretty much the whole show has been
like that.
Yeah. Like that.
Absolutely.
So what I do generally is get all of these Lettermans, and then like on Saturday, I'll watch the parts that I like the viewer mail. I like that when they do that bit.
Right.
Today I'm watching the Regis show, and Regis says, "Do you believe the Letterman show last night? Paul Schaefer was the host because Dave's girlfriend, Regina, is having the baby. And I thought, well, wow. So I called Rob up, and I called Buzz up. I didn't call you not out of...
Right.
No maladies. I know you don't give an ass.
That was thoughtful.
And the other guys, this is one thing that they do give an ass about.
Right, yeah. Right.
And it was at this point, like at 9 o'clock this morning, so I go to the TiVo, and I watched the Letterman show from last night.
Any reference to it at all?
Oh, yeah. Paul came out right away. Paul Schaefer came out and said, hey, I'm here because... It's not a Dave. Is Dave's having the baby, right?
He's this cat that's having a baby, babe.
And unlike when Letterman had shingles or herpes, whatever it is that he had before, mm-hmm. and he had all those guest hosts.
Right.
Remember how one of the complaints was that they never gave the guest host any bits to do?
Right. Did they give Paul some bits?
They gave Paul them. They gave him the thing with, like, the quiz.
Right.
Would they film people?
A, B, or C. They gave him the top 10 list?
Yeah, and they gave him a funny top 10 list. Top 10 things I can say now that Letterman's not here.
Number one, true. I prefer Leno.
And like, number three.
Andy would never hear that on a Leno show.
That's like, true. Number three was, I wish somebody would have told Dave that this list got effing old in 1996. Except he says... F,
right.
You know, they say,
that's good.
And they beep it out. So now, I know this is your lead story, Buzz.
Right.
Have the Lettermans had a baby yet?
We don't know. I would think that they would have by now, but labor can last a very long time. She apparently went into labor last night. David Letterman might be a father by now. We just don't know. Last we heard in an update this morning was that Dave's significant other, Regina Lasko, was in labor. But we knew that last night, as Don said, when bandleader Paul Schaefer hosted The Late Show. No word on where the baby's being born, but the best guess is in Connecticut, where Dave and Regina live.
Nobody knows.
No.
Regina.
Right. They've been an item for 20 years, ever since Dave met her back at NBC, where she was a talent booker for Saturday Night Live.
And how about that? So he didn't marry her before she squeezed out the baby.
No.
But do we know that even?
We actually don't know that for a fact. There were rumors a couple of weeks ago that they'd sneaked away and gotten married, but even that hasn't been confirmed. Mm-hmm.
Baby bastard Letterman.
He's a very secretive man.
Yeah.
Last month, Dave told his audience this about the soon-to-arrive baby. I'm scared silly.
And that's probably true.
Yeah, he probably is. He's 56.
Well, we'll find out. You know, I've got to say that it's good timing because, right. You know, they're in the ratings sweeps.
Right,
now.
Yeah.
What are you laughing about?
I'm laughing that when I'm 56, my son will be 24.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty old. You know, he doesn't seem 56.
No, he doesn't. No, not at all.
When I am 56, my son will be 29.
When I'm 56, I'll still be barren.
That was last week, wasn't it?
When I'm 56, I can't add. And you know, when I'm 56, I still won't be able to add.
But we'll both be working behind the counter at Yank It.
Yeah, we will.
See you there.
Yeah, we'll have part ownership. I was hoping I could be the greeter.
Yeah, of course.
A Yank It greeter.
Welcome to Yank It. How you doing?
How you doing? How you doing today? Take me. And boycott the Redskins game this weekend. I am serious as a heart attack about it. There's no better way, if you're just getting in your car right now, you didn't have to sit through the lecture earlier in the show, mm-hmm. but there is no better way to let this prick Snyder know that we're tired of the way he's running the team. We're charging out the ass for everything, for tickets, for parking, for food, and the team stinks, and he won't let the guys do their jobs. Mm-hmm. So don't go to the game this weekend.
There you go.
Let's see how many empty seats the Don and Mike show can generate this weekend for the Redskins versus the Seahawks.
A lot of people share that frustration.
Let's face it. They're going to lose anyway. Mm-hmm. You know they're going to lose, and I don't mean any disrespect to the team or the coaches. They're going to lose because they've got Jimmy Neutron effing things up. I'm trying to think of another.
Take a knee.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Coach Spurrier.
CBS.
So don't go to the game this weekend.
Right.
And let's see how many empty seats that the Don and Mike show can push on Snyder.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
CBS was excited about the miniseries it had acquired for the important November rating sweep, but now CBS has no miniseries for us. The Reagans, which conservatives threatened to boycott, will now air on the pay cable channel known as Showtime.
See, now this is just like the problem we're having.
Will they put all the F words back in it?
I don't think so. I think they're still re-editing it.
Effing Nancy.
This is just like the problem we're having with Sponge Dan short pants.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, on a local level, they're afraid of this guy. They're afraid of this guy. On a bigger level, our company, our parent company, CBS, as far as I can tell, the only person that's actually seen any of this actual Reagan thing are TV critics and schmucks like Bill O'Reilly who get a copy of it. Out of a 2.5 hour movie, something like that, they've seen 6 minutes.
Right.
And they've already decided that it's awful. That it makes him look like an idiot.
Here are a couple of the straws that I
but
think.
But the good news is now Brolin, James Brolin, can do frontal nudity.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna. I don't think they're gonna do that. Maybe they will, but I understand they're still re-editing it to try to make it more balanced.
Put it on right after Queer as Folk.
But the straws that broke the network's back, I think, in this case, were the fact that there was a statement issued by Nancy Reagan, who said it was tasteless to release such a movie at this time, considering
that he's still alive.
Reagan's health. Right.
So it's okay. Once he dies, it's okay to put on the movie.
Well, I don't think she'd like it then either, but she says right now, since he's not well, you know, that would be tasteless.
Has she seen it?
No, she hasn't seen it either.
All right.
And the other straw, I think, that broke the network's back is that the Republican National Committee, nothing less than the RNC, was demanding a screening of the movie before it aired. Well, now CBS has just yanked the show. It'll be on Showtime. CBS and Showtime are...
But incidentally... Yeah? I'm sorry, I have to point this out.
Right.
This is the TV network that had no qualms and no hesitation...
Right.
...about running a two-part miniseries about Adolf Hitler.
Well, Ava Brown wasn't alive to object.
And it didn't make him look foolish.
Well, the thing I was reading in the Post today...
Oh, my God.
Good night.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, is that funny.
Oh, my.
Oh, man.
That's right. They ran it because it didn't make Hitler look like a bad guy. It didn't make him look crazy.
Right. And nobody to protest, of course.
Right.
Of course.
CBS and Showtime are both owned by Viacom, so the project stays in the family. But if HBO's only in about a third of American homes, then you got to figure Showtime's in even fewer homes than that.
You know what? That's like if they got mad at us and we did something, right, and they said, okay, we're going to put your show on WARW from now on. It's the same thing. I mean, it's like going,
help!
It's like going from the real network to going to, you know, something nobody watches.
Right. So the iNetwork blinked when protesters were threatening to boycott the advertisers on the show. Conservatives called the movie a hatchet job, and even CBS TV chairman Les Moonves admitted that it is less than fair and balanced. To borrow a phrase.
But Hitler's okay.
What CBS may have for us instead is another Michael Jackson special.
Jacko's, oh, no.
Yeah, oh, yes. Jacko's,
oh, no.
Oh, yes. Jacko's last specials were on ABC and Fox. Now he's talking with CBS about a special to promote sales of his upcoming Greatest Hits collection.
Is Mr. Peck in it?
No, I don't think so. He's
Gregory Peck
no
is dead.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's still on my merry-go-round.
Oh, CBS last aired a Jackson special in 2001 for Michael's 30th anniversary in show business. Like other Michael Jackson specials, the ratings were big, even though it was produced by Liza Minnelli's soon-to-be ex-husband David Guest.
Mr. Peck falls off a lot, and I put him right back on. Yeah.
The lost footage of Peck.
Yes.
Peck. I love Peck.
Michael needs the money. That's also why he's auctioning off his 2001 Bentley Red Label Turbo Sedan.
I'm going to miss that car.
With 13,600 miles on the odometer.
It made me giggle.
It's loaded with pop star upgrades, two DVD players, three flat screen TVs, a seating
changer. It'll be money.
And in every seat, a video game controller.
Bye-bye, Bentley.
The ceiling is autographed by Michael, Beyonce, Reba McEntire, and Tom Petty, to name a few.
The ceiling's autographed by Michael.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. With my white tee.
Special ink.
Very special.
Did you say Reba?
Yeah, Reba's.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
No, you're mine. Mr. Peck fell off again.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Mr. Peck's in the trunk.
No word on how much money it'll take to win the Bentley, which goes on the block January 25th.
Mr. Bones Peck.
Who knows if Michael's ever called Russell Crowe from that car. Lord knows he's called from everywhere else. The Oscar-winning actor tells Time magazine he got a series of odd phone calls from Michael, who would try to disguise his voice.
This is Ward Cleaver.
Quoting Crowe, he used to put on these funny voices and then giggle, "Oh, Russell, it's Michael."
It's Michael Russell.
Hello,
it's Michael.
You got that real fast? Buzz, we got to go to a break here.
All right.
You got it? Yeah, no, you don't got it?
I thought
I heard Joe play it today during the 2 o'clock hour.
What are you looking for?
The tape of Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, oh. He come down with something unexpected. Michael will not be able to attend the party. It's me, Russell.
Never mind, Russell. We can't fuck
it's
this.
It's me, Russell.
What's Michael Jackson doing?
I love Gladiator.
Hey, Michael.
Yes?
Where do you go to get all of your supplies for the upcoming holiday season?
I go to Yank It for the twisting. no better twisty, and a case of Yanker Pepper.
Maybe we can find the Beaver tape and play it coming out of the break.
Beaver, ew.
Anyway, there, we'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Doing an adequate job, Don and Mike.
Well, Buzz, let me interrupt you here for a second.
All right.
We have some breaking news.
That's what I hear.
Here we are just doing a Dookie radio show, and we have a... breaking news.
Breaking news.
Go right to our caller. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing very well. Who's this?
This is Jack.
Now, just tell everybody very briefly, we've heard that on Channel 9, the news here in D.C.,
they had a news story today.
That's correct.
Okay, let's hear about it. How great is this?
After they got talking to ex-Redskin players and, of course, to the owner of Dallas, they mentioned that you... Don Geronimo was calling for fans not to go to the game this coming Sunday. And your bosses might be upset.
And what?
And that your bosses,
what was your the, bosses might
what was,
be upset.
What was the...
the
whoosh. What was that?
Just a little... Oh.
Okay, hold on. Just tell us again exactly...
I hate it when we get people to try and communicate information and they're not...
Can you tell
it.
Us what they... We're getting a million calls saying Channel 9 was talking about this like it's a news story.
It's right? Great. Yeah.
You know what it is now?
It is a real news story.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So anyway, Herzog, who's the... See, here's the thing. This is why it's convoluted. Mm-hmm. He's the play-by-play guy for the Redskins.
Right. He's on the payroll of the Redskins, isn't he? Well, he's on the payroll of WJFK.
Yeah, but he's on the payroll of the Redskins.
Right.
And he's on the payroll of Channel 9.
Right.
He has many masters. So he goes on TV and he announces, I guess at the end of a slam piece about the Redskins?
That's correct.
He announces that I've asked for this boycott. Exactly what did he say? Do you remember?
He said, he said that Don Geronimo was calling for a boycott of the game this coming Sunday.
Did he mention WJFK?
No, he just said Don Geronimo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on, Frank. You got to get the call letters in if you're going to do that.
Come on, Frank. Help us out.
Thank you. See you later. Perhaps a more credible witness. Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
Hi.
He did mention that it occurred on the Redskins flagship radio station.
Ah, there we go.
There you go.
We
were trying to figure out
what his agenda is.
We don't know if Frank is trying to stab us in the back, if he's trying to
give it to the Redskins a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But either way, it's good news for us because now it's been picked up by somebody as real news.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So don't go to the game this weekend. Remember, it's a boycott.
Right.
It's a boycott. Don't go to the game this weekend.
We'll see what happens. We'll let you know.
This weekend.
That is real news.
That's great.
Yeah, it is.
Weekend.
But it's not in Israel, Buzz. I know you said it is real news. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike. Everybody's calling about it, but everybody's dropping off. Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Here's the here's an executive from the state.
Media consultant, Tom Gavin.
How you guys doing today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Where's Charlie?
Hey, Tom, how do you spell boycott?
B-O-Y.
Yeah.
C-A-R-K.
Boycott.
Thanks.
Perfect.
Thanks, Tom. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi, Don and Mike. Rosie O'Donnell and the former publisher of her now-defunct magazine agree on one thing, that it was a photograph that caused the court battle that's now underway.
And remember, it's not news until it's on Channel 9, everybody.
Yes,
right?
Great. Channel 9.
It's not news until it's on WTOP-TV.
Very
Rob,
exciting.
It's not WTOP-TV. It hasn't been WTOP-TV for 25 years.
Oh, I hadn't heard.
In fact, I haven't heard. The publisher is suing Rosie for $100 million, accusing her of walking out on the magazine. Rosie's countersuing for $125 million, saying she was squeezed out.
How could you? Listen, here's Rosie O'Donnell being squeezed out.
Listen to that. She's squeezing as we speak. All the evidence you need. The photograph is of Rosie with her arms around two of the female stars from The Sopranos. The editor testified this week that Rosie objected to the picture, saying, "As a lesbian, I'm uncomfortable being on a magazine cover holding another woman."
Thanks.
the editor says she responded by saying, Rosie, that never would have occurred to me.
Hi, Rosie.
O'Donnell says the editor is lying. She says she never said any such thing. The case continued today in New York.
Very scary.
You know, if you want to talk about funny daytime talk lesbians, mm-hmm. Well, there's not a lot of them, but Ellen DeGenitals...
That's Sharon Osbourne. Oh, she's not a lesbian.
No.
Ellen DeGenitals has a show that is, if you like... Her.
And I do. She's gotten better and better.
I do. I think she's funny.
She is.
It's not a bad show.
She is really fantastically funny.
On the occasions I've watched it, and, you know, she dresses like a dyke. I mean, there's no way to put it. She wears earth tones. Uh-huh. She wears what would appear to be like...
Sensible pants.
Leisure suits.
Right.
With high-top Chuck Taylors.
Right.
So she's obviously wearing what she wants. And... It makes me laugh out loud the occasional I've seen her show when she's reading mail, mm-hmm. email that people have sent in. Mm-hmm. Ellen is a very pretty girl, but how come she never wears a dress?
And she reads that.
She reads that. Yeah. Now, she's a lesbian. Mm-hmm. She's a carpet muncher. That's fine. She's letting us know it.
Right.
But she's not like Rosie O'Donnell, like, you know, beating us over the head with
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Once it finally came out.
And unlike Rosie, she can joke about it.
Here is Charles Broyhill.
Completely unrelated. On line one is somebody who can tell you exactly what Frank said.
Oh, good.
Okay, hello.
She was sitting next to him.
And this would be Gervier?
Yes.
Gervier did.
Hi, Gervier.
Welcome.
Hey, guys.
Hi,
what are y'all doing?
Here's the anchor lady for Channel 9, Gervier Dinsdale.
I am. How are you?
How are you?
We're doing very well.
I'm doing great. I just left the station, and I'm driving to go grab a bite to eat. I turned on the radio, and you guys are talking about what Frank said. I thought, I got to call him.
Yeah, we were just curious about any hidden agenda. So he's not trying to torpedo us, is he?
No, what did he say?
We love you guys. No, he was. You know, he has really been tough on the Redskins.
Good, he should be. They stink.
Yeah, he could be. They do stink.
They stink. Good for you for that. And listen, isn't that Snyder just a prick?
Say again.
How was that?
So anyway, Frank just mentioned the fact, I'm organizing a boycott. Is that what he said?
That's exactly what he said. He said, by the way, at the flagship radio station for the Redskins, WJFK, which he did mention the call letters.
Right.
He said, Don Geronimo is calling for a boycott. He said, wonder what the owners think about that.
Okay.
Good. All right. Well, thank you. Good.
Very tongue-in-cheek, but we love you guys.
Oh, thank you, Gervier.
Tell Frank we said thanks for the plug, and... You know, it's just too bad you're not looking a little better on TV.
Oh,
if you get what, you know, if you understand what I'm saying, okay?
I hear you.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying.
You're a very beautiful woman, Gervier.
You're lovely.
And you're very married, right?
No.
Married?
No, she's not.
Oh, that's right. You're not married.
Last time she was on the show.
I'm married.
No, she is married.
But I thought you were unhappily married.
No, I didn't say unhappily married. I just said unmarried. He's not here all the time.
He's not here.
He's back and forth between other places.
That was
and that's the fantasy that I'm feeding on, unfortunately.
Gotcha.
Matter of fact, I'm driving his big A pickup truck right now.
Oh, he's a rugged man.
Do we have to keep talking about Mr. Dinsa? We'd rather... And if there would just be any way on the nights that I'm watching CBS, like last night, I'm watching CSI.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
And they come on at 10:30... Could we get that troll Topper shut off television?
Topper likes the show.
No, I like Topper, too. He's the weatherman. Yeah. But if we could just get him off that 10:30 thing where you just come on and say, well, it's going to be a sunny day tomorrow. I'd like to see your beautiful face.
Yeah.
Instead of
you guys are good for my ego. And Top Dog's great, you know.
Fantastic. And can you maybe wink at the camera once and we'll know you're winking at us?
it'll be between just us, okay?
All right. Very good.
Thanks, Gervier.
All right. See you guys later.
Have a great night.
You can watch it tonight on WDVM television.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There.
Wow.
She's good people. Good friend of the show and the anchor for Channel 9.
Sexy lady.
She is. Very professional.
Probably profiled when she goes to the airport. Now that I think about it, she's got that. She's a weird a mix of.
I think she's Indian
cultures.
I think Gervier Dinsa. I think that's an Indian name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it works.
You know. I've not noticed though. I've noticed during the noon news on Channel 9, they're making J.C. Hayward stand up now.
Wow. Stand up and be counted.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah. I'd like to see Gervier Dinsa standing up.
I would too.
Yeah.
We can only hope.
Oh, we got to wrap this up, Buzz. I'm sorry. You know, we had newsmakers call. We had Tom Gavin calling in. Then we had the lady from Channel 9 calling in.
But it was fun. Finally, the recent California governor's race is being turned into an adult video.
Oh.
Porn star Mary Carey, who was one of the 135 candidates in the race.
She was a whore.
Will co-star with two men. One of the men will play candidate Ernie Gropinator. The other will play candidate Spooge Crustamonte.
Yeah!
Quoting the producer, our attorney told us to use different names, but I guess it's pretty obvious.
Hello.
It's a kick-ass production. That's the name of the porn factory cranking out the video.
Oh, I gotcha.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
That's it. We gotta go. Well, I don't know about you, Mike. I'm gonna stop at,
Yank it
on the way home and get myself a yank it.
Twisty.
A wiener.
Or a sloppy.
I'm going to get the foot-long wiener.
Or a yank dog.
With a special dynamite yank it sauce.
Wash it down with a sloppy.
And then go home and get ready making all the signs.
Yes,
all
absolutely. Your little, you'll say, and they'll be better than those campaign signs that I'm
about. Attica! That's it. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you,
Good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
You, Miami friend.
J.C. Hayward makes me stand up. BM.
Eater Dan Snyder.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.